funny, sometimes when you hit play, you want things to play, and this time it just kind of went, huh?
However, I'm not going to start today's show by yelling about the equipment.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Instead, I want to speak about a great man, Anthony Diggs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is great.
Our chief engineer.
Love good him. Man, Anthony Diggs.
Came down to the office today, said, would love to get in here and chat with me about this incredible project to build this little plexiglass stand to move the piece of equipment approximately 12 inches.
Well, he was waiting for you last night, I think.
And to move another monitor just up about 6 inches.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't waiting for me last night. He was at the Joe Gibbs Show last night.
Busy. No, when I left last night, Mr. Diggs was in the production studio looking at me as I ran to my car to hear my own voice.
But he was working on the Joe Gibbs Show.
Oh. He was?
He was busy.
Yeah, he was football
yesterday.
When I came
through that wall, right over there, that door, he was sitting there. Eyes look at you. You know the look that Private Pyle gives in Full Metal Jacket? He had his arms folded and he was looking at me.
He wasn't waiting for me or anybody else.
You didn't see him, huh?
No, I didn't, but I do know that yesterday the reason he told me that he was not able to look at any of these many complaints I have is because we had the football show last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he was sitting in the Private Pyle position because of that.
Yeah, well, he was. He said he was very tired.
Today he comes down.
So he's going to alter that monitor, too? The monitor we said that was inadequate when it came in here, and they assured us it wasn't.
Okay, all right, slow down.
Right? Just wanted to be clear.
Slow down. He came by today, and he said, I would really love the chance to go in the studio.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
And you know, let's get a plan.
Yes.
For this little plexiglass stand.
Right.
And how we're going to do this. He said, however, as you may have noticed, the new copy machines are in.
Yes, I saw them being unloaded.
Michael Hughes has said, this is my number one job directive over everything else, that today I got to hook up 18 different Xerox and copy machines.
They were all out by the elevator.
It's huge. It's massive.
And also, there's a big repainting project going on. Everyone must immediately make their walls nude so all the walls can be repainted.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's fine with me.
So we have to strip our walls?
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. I'm all for that.
Some of the walls are covered with sugar.
While we're doing this,
yes,
though?
Yes, they are.
if anybody could just, you know, and now it's going to turn into a contest. If you could just make me a little plexiglass stand with little legs.
Right.
Oh, I imagine about...
Three, 4 inches.
Yeah, then that's it. Just
it's tiny.
You know, a stand for this machine, this instant replay, which is about, I don't know, 2 feet long, perhaps, and about a foot wide. That's it. Let's just have a listener contest to see who's the first listener who can actually make this little stand.
They can use the pictures at donandmikewebsite.com to see what they need to do.
Yeah.
You know how you can have that happen today?
They click my heels 3 times? How?
Ask a leprechaun.
We haven't tried that.
Yeah, it's your day, Mike.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
It's your day.
Yeah.
And we're going to be calling all the hotels and bars in Ireland.
Good.
We always do that. tonight... We're sending Joe out for some Jomos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
This is a first for us, sending Joe out in the evening hours and sending him out on what is traditionally the heaviest drunky day of the year.
Yeah.
So he's going to be going out to bars. We've got his list of stuff. But I got something for you first.
Okay.
Michael.
I'm ready.
Wow.
Is Billy Big Voice involved?
To Michael. I don't know.
All right.
Let's listen together.
Okay.
Mr. Michael O'Mara, how do you do?
Hi.
Well, I'm feeling much better now, thank
good.
You.
Good, I'm glad.
Yesterday must have been the darkness before the dawn.
Ah.
Thanks to my doctor, he gave me a Big Voice cocktail.
Wow.
And I think I'm really making a comeback.
Yeah. Good.
Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Yeah.
That's better, not bitter.
Okay.
Michael.
What?
I feel so good, I feel like celebrating tonight. There was only a neighborhood bar/restaurant where I could go tonight and have some fun. Got any suggestions there, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
You know, a fun place.
I do.
For St. Patrick's Day.
Come on now.
Maybe a place with tents.
Stop.
What do you say, Michael?
Stop toying with me.
I'm not saying it.
Oh, Maris. Great idea, Mike. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
And tonight, what do you say? You and me, we get married.
Okay.
No. Hold on. Don't answer me now.
I already answered.
I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
At the stroke of 10.
Yep.
Goodbye, Billy Big Voice.
Right.
Hello, Billy O'Mara. So let's start the program. Say it with me now.
Oh, my
hey God. Now.
Hey now.
Hey now. Yeah,
you are.
Now you have to tell them. Why that is truly funny. Yeah. You'd be married to his name would be Billy O'Mara.
Billy O'Mara, yes, that was actually the name of wife number one.
Wow.
First, I'd like to just say number one.
Hello!
Number one.
Wow.
John Terry, where are you here?
Oh, hi there.
Burt Reynolds is here. Tony, hi, Dominic.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hi there, Jerry.
Hello. Everybody.
Hello. Oh, there's Julie. She'll be on the show today. Hey, how about that joke?
A lot of fun.
She made it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's
Hello.
She's pulled herself out of the whatever it is. The what did she have? She had the measles, something like that.
Hepatitis.
She's fine. Julie
Cholera.
Making the picks today.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Yeah. Hello.
Ass hat. Julia today. Did you call the Julia an ass hat?
No, that was for Jack Diamond.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They
hear a true story. He was a near Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of faith and a soul torn apart. Your discretion is mine.
How have you been? Now.
You know, Mike, if you choose to marry him, you'll never forget your anniversary.
Yeah, very good.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Drive the Snakes out of Ireland and all the ships at sea. Oftentimes, they get oversighted. Don Geronimo and Mike. Oh,
yeah. Hi, everybody. Thank you. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, there is the Don and Mike show again.
Hello.
On this St. Patrick's Day, Thursday. Thursday. 3 1 7 0 5.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz. And hi, everybody. And retarded. And let's get retarded. Don and Mike show. And what are we reading?
I'm looking at a picture that I want to show you because I've never seen nudity in People or Us magazine until this very moment.
Really?
Let's and see. I think, look.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
Do you see that picture?
Yeah, that's a breast.
Right. Now, are you ready to get weirded out?
Is it a man's breast?
Yes.
Yeah,
it. Doesn't that look like a female breast when you see it disembodied like that? And I put the head on. That was my little visual aid for today. Now, didn't that, seriously, doesn't that look like it could be a female breast?
It does. Who's the guy?
The guy is...
I don't recognize him. Who is he?
Orlando Bloom.
Ah. So it is a female breast.
It says Orlando's body is in bloom.
Yes.
But look, couldn't you make a case for it? That's cleavage, isn't it?
Who knew that Mike was a subscriber to Homo Weekly?
He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love my Us magazine.
Thank you, BA. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Mm-hmm.
From Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
Email.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone call.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Calling to wish the radio gods happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you. Letting you know I'm wearing green all over.
Oh, really?
All over. Me too, and I'm taking pills for it.
Yes, the whole gangrene.
All right, bye.
No gangrene. Nice green underwear and everything else.
All right, nice.
You all have a great day. Thank you.
Nice green underwear. What color did the underwear start out as?
It started out as green.
Started out as green.
Thanks for calling, old woman.
Welcome. Thank you, guys.
Do you think it'll look like Christmas by the end of the day?
Oh, God, yeah. A little red,
yeah.
A little white.
You guys rock. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Deb.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Deb.
Bye-bye.
Wouldn't you love to see her corned beef?
I sure would. Oh, you.
But not her cabbage.
No.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air.
Here we go.
Hey, Don, I wanted to offer my services to build the little stand for your piece of equipment.
There's a carpenter.
Well, very seriously, if you were a carpenter and I was your lady, would you marry me anyway?
Would you
have my baby?
Was it be my baby or have my baby?
Well, I'm doing it from like both sides now, as Judy Collins would say, because it's really not, it's a girl singing to a guy, right?
If it's a guy singer.
If I were a carpenter
and you were a lady.
Yeah. Whoa, help me.
And I'm singing,
I think I'm falling.
And I was singing it to this guy as if he was the man and I was the woman. Mm-hmm. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, that was a help me, I think I'm falling. Yeah.
I would be your baby and I would have your baby, either way.
Well, listen, I don't know about that, but if you'll be kind enough to go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, you'll see the picture of the console. Mm-hmm. And to the right of where most of the pictures are, there's a big unused area. Mm-hmm. And it's a simple piece of equipment. Just move it.
You'll see what it is and where he wants to put it.
I
looked at the pictures. The only problem is I need to know exact measurements of the piece of equipment.
There's only one thing that'll really make the difference over there, and nobody's addressed this.
What's that?
Springs.
Real
springs. Everything
on
like springs.
Boing, 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 boing.
Everything with a level of flexibility.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you give me a tape rule? Do we have a tape measure?
Yeah, I can go get one.
Or a ruler. If anybody's out there listening,
can we get one, please?
Hey, guys.
Come on, guys.
If anybody's out there listening,
what's up, guys?
We'll turn this into a contest right now. Where are you calling from? What state?
Winchester, Virginia, about an hour west of you guys.
Right, okay, good.
I mean, I'm positive you could bang this thing out. If you're handy, you could bang it out in like a day.
An hour.
Well, do you live near the...
I could conceivably have it to you by the end of the show.
Do you live near the cathedral?
What cathedral?
Winchester cathedral.
You know, it's the old song thing that we're doing already early in the show.
I like that. You're bringing me down. Winchester cathedral. La, 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 la.
It's a pretty song.
I hated that kind of music. I hated that kind of music.
No, I'm not a big fan of the song, but I do remember it.
Novelty record, really.
But I just need to know how tall you want it, how deep you want it, and how wide you want it.
One man's novelty record buzz, another man's treasure. Here we go.
We want it deep.
Here we go. I know you like that song so bad, that one that they're coming to take you away, huh?
Yes, now that's a novelty record.
No, that's a smash.
Yeah, but nobody sings it like Buzz sings it.
That's a classic, okay.
That's more of a
magic. It's 15 inches long.
Yeah. Okay, that's wide.
15
What's the girth?
Mike, the girth is...
By the way, I was at the magazine stand in my local pharmacy.
These are my dimensions, incidentally, as well. 12 and a half inches of girth. Deep. 15 inches in length and width. In the side.
And how tall would you like it to be?
Oh, the stand?
Yeah.
As tall as you
Four
want
inches.
It.
4 inches would do it. 4 inches would do it.
12 by 15 on 4-inch legs.
You got it?
Okay, so from left to right, it's 15 inches.
Right.
Could you make the entire
thing? From front to back, it's 12.
And could you make the entire thing out of Corian?
I don't care if it's made out of a Korean or made out of Japanese.
Don, that's Corian. It's a lovely surface.
Korian. How would you make it? How would you make it out of a Korean? What would you use? Their bone?
Corian. Same stuff that's here.
What?
It's a lot of fun.
You mean this stuff right here?
This countertop, this lovely countertop.
See this countertop, this blue speckled thing?
You're telling me that there are ground-up Korean people?
No.
That are in this thing right here?
It's Korean with a C.
I understand.
Korean.
I know about that junk. Yeah.
Sir, what do you think about the Korean?
If you would like,
sir.
I'm sorry,
I'm speaking
Mike.
To you.
Mike has a complex about people listening to him.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, Mike, I'm listening to you.
What about the chance of making it in Korean?
I have no idea what Corian is.
How about solid?
Well, there's a qualified craftsman right there. It's a standard building product.
Well, I don't need that. I don't need some, like, fancy granite or whatever this is. Just plexiglass is fine.
That would be great.
Well, actually, I was going to make it out of the wood and the plexiglass that your little stand is made out of.
Oh, okay.
From the picture. Kind of to match that, yeah.
Okay, all right, sure. Whatever. Yeah, get on it. Get right on it. Thank you.
All right, I'll try to have it to you by the end of the day, all right?
Thank you, LB.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Little Builder.
No, he's a Little Builder. That's not Little Brain. That's right. Little Builder.
Right. Little Builder. Uh-huh. Right. G.H. Little Bill. G.H.
Very Who helpful. Is Little Bill?
Good Hands.
Is there somebody named in history named Little Bill?
No, it's a cartoon, and it's based on Bill Cosby as a boy living in Philadelphia.
I don't think that's the Little Bill you were thinking of.
But when he answers like that, he can say anything, and I believe him.
It's for true.
He's giving you a correct answer, although I'm with you that's not what I'm thinking of either.
What about the Little Bill balloon in the Macy's parade? That was fun, wasn't
what
it?
My,
don't you remember? What I showed year? You a picture of it. That was the new balloon at the Macy's parade.
Oh, and you.
It was Little Bill.
That head. You know, since you lost your hair, it seems like more facts are getting
out. All the knowledge is escaping.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, I was just looking at the pictures of the console. Can you put those pictures of Frida maybe on the website as well that you've got sitting on your console?
That's a picture of Jennifer Aniston.
A wonderful compliment, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But we understand your interest.
But really hot wife, too, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My wife is hot.
That's nice.
That's my Jennifer Aniston picture. Here's Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Little Bill was the Gene Hackman character in Unforgiven.
Bingo.
That's the one that's John Norman gets. That's the one I was thinking of subconsciously.
No, you were thinking of the cartoon.
No, Little Bill was Gene Hackman in Unforgiven. Remember the horrible sheriff guy?
Yeah.
Terrible character. I don't remember that.
I understand John will be at the wedding tonight.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
You might really be.
What?
Mike.
Yes.
You're a dumbass.
Why is that, sir?
It is Corian countertops. It ain't Corian.
No, it's Corian.
No wonder the carpenter couldn't understand.
No, it's Corian. You're the little brain, dumbass. Your brain's got the shell on it.
You're the Morion.
You're a Morion.
Corian, our wayward son.
Okay.
And then he hangs up.
Yeah. And he is gone like the wind.
Rude.
It's a lot of fun.
He's gone. He's
it's
out
a lot of
here.
Fun.
Told you Horseface would lose last night on American Idol. She's out.
Yeah, and it was, it was the usual torture that they do. For all of the contestants. But.
I like that. I like the fact that they lumped the three together at the end, and then at the very end...
Michaela, bad news. We have to wait another 3 minutes for commercials. I love that moment.
Well, that's how I knew that she was safe.
Where Seacrest, with all his conjuring,
right.
That's where he failed, because everybody knew after that he was going to the other one.
He wouldn't be cruel to the Streisand girl from Las Vegas.
No. Did part of you, like me, though, wish that maybe in a wild card surprise that the Streisand one would go? Because she's a little stage kid.
It never entered my mind. But it was simply because he said,
right.
And Michaela? 3 minutes, and she had some comeback like, all right, Ryan.
Right. Oh, she's sorry. Oh, my God, I'm just doing the Barbara Streisand.
I mean, she's got the mouth for all of them. Okay, Randy. Oh. Randy, I'm your dog, no matter what you say.
Oh, I was so hoping that maybe there would be a surprise. And she. Now, did that mean that she was the next lowest vote-getter? She was, right?
Or the...
legitimately, she was the next one.
No, or the big-boned one could have been. I mean, I'm not sure which one of those three was the next to the bottom of the American Idol.
I'm just... Michaela is just because of that shtick that she has, that phony shtick, I'm waiting for her to get booted off.
Although I've got some great stuff. Where is it? Somewhere in my stack of stuff. Some quotes from Simon. Some really good quotes from a newspaper article.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. They think it's the worst bunch of singers they've ever had.
I'm inclined to agree with
him. And his quote is, there is not a star in the group.
I think he's absolutely right.
Wow.
But, I really believe that.
But having said that, sorry, Frida, that I'm saying that, but too bad all my friends tell me I don't say that all the time, mm-hmm. having said that.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that...
I never notice it when you say that.
It's still a great show, because they get the big horse-faced girl who knows she's dead.
Yeah.
She knows that she's dead before they go to the commercial break.
And she's got
to
say, knock on wood.
They bring her back out, and they say, okay, now you're the loser. And then
That's the best part
is, you lose, you suck, you're awful.
Now
we're going to play the little video tribute, and now, dance, monkey!
Right.
Dance!
Sing for us!
Dance, monkey!
And then she goes down to shake the hands of the judges, and do you see Simon laugh? Simon laughed. He is so cruel.
He's evil.
It was just, he was amused. Isn't this ridiculous?
I'm shocked you're not mentioning the best thing about last night.
What's that?
They brought back the platelets. the little film film. The
Ford. Yes, they did their little, and it was no parking on the dance floor.
And they had to move fast because, you know, they had Ozzie Smith's son in the film. So they probably had to shoot it like Monday.
I hope.
But you know who they're grooming, who they love? Love on that show is Constantine.
You know, I hope.
Constantine gets the cherry gig. He sits in the front of the car doing this.
I hope that at some point Subway does advertising again this year. Because I love the play that last year when all of them were working and singing behind the counter at Subway as they were making the sandwiches.
The Up With People singers.
You know what would be a good playlet is if a Ford product ran over Constantine.
That's right, and he's singing while his legs are crushed.
And also, the beginning of that show sucks on Wednesdays, the results show, when they all come out and they do sound like the Disney singers.
That's exactly what it was like. America loves it. America loves the production number.
Well, Buzz, we do.
Don't make the choreography too complicated.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I'm wondering, did you happen to listen to the show after yours last night?
Oh, you mean the Fantastic Joe Gibbs show?
Why, yes, yes, I am.
Yeah, it was great. It was riveting, as I expected. That coach, Joe Gibbs, he's a shock jock.
I love him when he laughs.
He did. I'll tell you one thing he did, and I wish they would isolate it. At the very beginning, they were doing some jive thing about he's coming on the radio station to talk about the untruths that are out there, and he doesn't like the stuff that's printed in the newspaper, and it's always attributed to, you know, that source, you know, Mr. Source. Now he is saying my real life name.
Right. Sure, okay. Of course. He's attacking you.
What is this?
No, I'm looking. What I really want to know.
For some reason, Rob pulled up the tape of Frank Gifford mumbling.
Still saying about when you can count the end easier than you can count the beginning. Still saying about when you can count the end easier than you can count the beginning.
G-I-F-F is close to G-I-B-B-F.
We have Gibbs's laugh in here somewhere.
Somewhere. Don't worry.
Somewhere out there.
Don't worry about it.
What I really want to know is tell me you isolated it when he said, he's got my backside.
I don't know if we did or not. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, boys.
Yes.
Radio guy.
Hi.
I have a hot Asian girl update for you.
Okay.
Her name is Sora Oi.
And what show is she on?
I'm sorry?
What show is she on?
How would we know her?
You would know her.
Okay.
She's not on any show. She is a entity in and of herself.
Okay,
well, wait a minute.
We don't know her.
Yeah. You're playing a little mystery game.
What are you doing? What are you doing here? What's going on?
We don't know her.
She's not on American TV.
Well, then how would we know her?
What is she on?
I think Buzz's XXX collection might include a few clips of her.
She's a porn star?
Okay.
What's her name again?
Buzz gets out of his...
Sora Oi. S-O-R-A.
Uh-huh.
Last name A-O-I. Do a web search.
Sora Oi.
Sora Oi.
Oi.
Very Oi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Sounds like what a Jewish fella says when he throws his back out. Sora Oi.
Not on my show. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, no. I'm not going to talk to you. Some guy doing a voice. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Don and Mike.
What's confusing after you
now,
hear
this
the
Larry
sound?
This is Larry. You're listening to your radio.
Hello. Don and Mike show. What?
Just curious. Is that a heavyset guy from Cleveland? Is he still on the American Idol show?
Oh, you mean the fat guy, Scott? Yeah, yes.
I don't refer to him as fat. Heavyset.
Right, yeah, he's in.
Is he still on the show?
He's in. Hold on, let me just check for 1 second while you hang up on your stupid ass. Thank you for nothing. Today is...
I like rooting for Scott Sable because it's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to trim the beard like him.
What I need actually is just slight sunglasses.
Yeah, and you need a new nose.
Yeah.
You need to get one of those little piggy, like Victoria, you know, Vicky from All My Children noses.
Good. Some sort of porcine nose.
We have a phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
The girl, Michaela, if you watch back, if you T-voted it, she actually said the F word when he did the, we got to wait 3 more minutes.
She, what word, F or S?
F.
Oh, F. Oh, F, Randy, you effer.
Is she really?
Yeah, she did, actually.
I think that shows on.
I walked him, we were shocked.
I'm pretty sure that shows on a delay.
She just mouthed the word. She didn't actually, you didn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Thank you, my friend.
That almost slipped into Jay Leno there.
It's a cross between that and the nanny.
Both annoying.
Right. Yeah. Hi. Hey, nanny. Hey, it's Jay Leno.
Hi, Jay.
Hey. No, be the nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jay. Hi. Hey, hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Jay Leno. Hey, I'm doing Michael Jackson jokes.
That's great, and I'm just being Fran Drescher.
How's your cancer?
I beat it. I'm in remission.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can jump in and help anytime you want, Buzz. No, you just sit there and go, yeah.
No, you're pretty much on your own there.
You can jump in and help. You don't want to get it. Listen, I just want to say, this is like the .com thing.
Yes.
You're sitting over there.
Get in early.
We're doing something killer here.
I don't have a falsetto, so I have no squeaky voice to contribute.
He's busy looking for Sora Oi.
I know it's going to catch on. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And tonight, Joseph Ardinger is going out to do some JOMOs. This is going to be good for a change because he's going to be going to bars and to pubs. And he's going to be talking to... Oh, thank you, Robbie. He's going to be talking to people...
JOMOs!
Going to be talking to people who are hopefully bombed.
Okay.
Joe, if you would please come in and let's try this out on Mike.
All right.
Mike's the guy in the bar. And where is Joe? Joe's got the script, I think. There are 23 dynamic questions. Here we go. As written, this is now the test run. So, and Mike, you can be...
Should I pretend that I'll be the way I am at, like, 10:30?
Yes, what I was going to say is... Be? Now, there's not, I don't know, a nice way to put this.
Yes.
I don't know tonight...
Right.
If you're going to turn the corner.
You know the stages of that. Yeah. I mean, you just tell me the way you'd like me to answer the question.
The way you would be towards the end of the evening, when you start to switch over to...
When the stress of the day has finally gotten to me and it coincides with the alcohol permeating my system.
Yeah, and when you start screaming, like, Diet Coke, and you pound, like, 8 of them in a row.
Thank you. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mike's got his motivation.
All right, now I don't slur. What I do.
No, I know.
All right.
You're a good drunk.
Thank you.
I don't mean it like that.
I understand.
I mean, you got composure when you drink.
All right. All right, I'm ready for it.
Hello.
Let me get into it. That music's not going to work.
Okay.
It's got to be quiet.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's got to be quiet. Okay, here we go. Let me just get into the mode. Let me get into the mode. Here.
I got some other music. Let me try this.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to the magnificent Miranda?
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Adam West. Okay, how about this, Mike, for ambiance?
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, I am Joseph O. Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast?
Yeah, all right.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
But I guess everyone is Irish today.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland that drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
Because they're...
Who are you? Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
That's funny. They do that on the show I'm on.
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. Irish chicks, pasty, red hair, and drunk. They're great. What say you?
Well, you try. What's your point? I think there's some pretty good-looking Irish chicks.
Why does Irish food taste like human waste?
It does not, asshat.
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
I'd like to. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
If I dropped a dollar bill in a puddle on this dirty ballroom floor, would you pick it up?
That's an English accent. That sucks.
Does green beer make your bathroom experiences better or worse?
Better, baby!
Oh. Better! Do you like the greasy?
Yeah, I like the greasy. I'll give you the greasy.
Yeah, I like the greasy.
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
How many questions do you have, anyway?
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister, like she sells seashells.
You sound like you got a
You gotta do this. You can't do the tongue twister. What's the matter with you, man?
Tell me your three favorite Irish people. Quick. John F. Kennedy, my father, and me. Should I charge for my killer hit song on the internet or give it away?
Give it away. Give it away, A.H.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green.
You got a t-shirt on. I can see it.
Please to be seen.
Hold on a second.
Can I get another Diet Coke?
All right, go ahead.
Pleased to be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
When Irish eyes are smiling. I don't want to do this.
Why, tell me why.
Hey, man, can you read, dude?
No.
Why? I can't read, man.
Tell me why Beth Ann McBride made love.
Can you read it again?
Hold on.
Why, tell me why hasn't Beth Ann McBride...
Yo,
made up with a man in over 11
years. Hold on a second.
Years.
Dan.
That was a Joe Wyo. Tell me why.
Dan.
Why?
Dan. No, why? Tell me why.
No. Why, comma, why?
You want pause. You want
why? To, tell me why.
You want a realistic simulation?
Sure. Dan. This guy's not drinking. Throw him out.
Okay, here we go.
Put why? Tell me why. Hasn't Beth Ann McBride made love with a man in over 11 years?
She's, I don't know, man. She's, is she frigid?
Frigid! Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
Z,
Y, W. Oh, man.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with C.
C, B, A.
May I smell your breath?
Sure, come here.
All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. Mm. How did you feel when you found out?
James Garner's dead?
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
I don't know, man. I'd like to go over there. It'd be great.
Can I get a Diet Coke? Would you like to give me a kiss for luck?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Aaron, go bra.
Wait, come back here. What's that supposed to mean?
Bye.
Kiss. Yo.
Hey, you.
Mike is
kick your ass.
Mike is himself at about 1:30 a.m.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brilliant, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Author. Brilliant.
I was method acting there. I was method acting.
Into that.
Big B ends with T. Brilliant. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Acting.
Joe, as always, was Joe, but that's why he's so marvelous.
I really think that is a very close replica of the way it might sound.
Mm-hmm. I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Adam West.
I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
He loves St. Patrick's Day.
Ask me to do it.
Just don't take off the mask, Miranda.
Miranda. The Batman mask.
Right.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
Ah, nice again. Phone call.
Hello. Don.
For you.
Don and Mike. Howdy.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
This is for you, Mike. I never had a meal like that before, O'Mara.
That's very sweet. Very kind of you on this special day.
And once again, you're a sneaky advertising friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. They're infiltrating our new security.
I'm hoping that today the main man looks the other way.
Oh, God.
That's
Who
Oy.
Is this?
That's Oy.
This is Oy?
Yeah,
that's Oy. Sora Oy.
Sora yeah. Oy. Mm.
Yes, hey, now, no. I'm not sure what that expression tells me. Is that approval, disapproval?
She looked kind of slutty to me.
Well, yeah.
I know she porn star, Buzz.
No,
but
I don't get that.
No.
She likes squatting.
Wow.
God.
I don't know about that.
I think she needs to find a laser.
I kind of like that.
Oh, you do? You still do?
I do, yeah. Hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, here's what I say to her. Let it glow.
Oh, God.
Let it glow.
No.
And please don't think I'm actually saying the word glow.
No.
For instance, on the 4th of July, I have these little sticks that grow in the dark.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Let your hair glow.
Don't you think we need more photographic evidence to make a conclusive...
She looks like a typical Asian slut to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing good to say about this, whoever she
is. I think
it's
a bad picture.
I have good things to say.
Buzz has got her on his computer.
Yeah, I found more pictures.
Well, I don't know, Buzz.
Oh, that's a better picture.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I bet I can find more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a moment to do that.
I don't know. I guess she is kind of hot.
phone call?
Yeah,
you're talking like Adam West Singh.
Yeah. Thank you
for understanding.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's on the phone?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, great, Don. How are you, man?
We're all fine. What can we do for you? Buzz is busy looking at porno of this Asian chick. I've not quite made up my mind. The boys seem to think she's something.
I might be sitting on the fence.
Hello?
So is she.
That's why he got that whole thing.
Yes.
That whole sideways thing.
Sora Oi.
Before.
Oh, there. Buzz has found another picture.
Yeah. Well, a couple of good ones.
Nothing I haven't seen before.
She's got a lovely figure.
And yet never tire of seeing.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
You suppose she's enhanced?
Yes, absolutely.
I know I am.
Yeah. Those are fake. And I don't know, what's the non... Oh, God, you know, there's not a politically correct way to put it.
Right.
I like softer Chinese features.
Okay.
She has hard...
That's politically
she
correct.
She has hard martial arts face.
Mm-hmm.
Like she could... Like hard martial arts... Like she could be in a movie with Bruce Lee.
Tia Carrera would be a softer Asian look.
Ah, but Mike, I would like my Asian women harder than Tia Carrera.
So you want for somewhere instance, between Sora Zoi... is it Sora Oi?
Give her like the face of Julie Chen.
Oh,
and
Julie Chen, gorgeous.
Give her the face of Julie Chen.
Oh, Julie Chen.
And maybe the body of that girl, but not with the fake things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the hair.
Yeah.
Nice hair. Nice haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
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 Pleased to be telling me if either of you gentlemen watched Mr. Larry King last night.
Did you take any of Larry in last night?
He's on the same time as American Idol.
Yeah, come on.
Well, he had one of the jurors on there from the Robert Blake trial.
Yeah.
And the guy holds up his CD that he made about his experience in the middle of the interview because he's selling that CD now online.
Sure. Okay, all right.
I just thought that
so
was...
So you're saying he was whoring himself out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's what we do in this country.
You know, this phone call, don't walk away and think the phone call is a success. It's not.
No.
At least it was my thinking the call would be about Larry King.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, referencing something that probably most of America was not watching, Larry King last night.
Right, so don't walk away from this because I sensed a sound of confidence in your voice. You know, this is the worst call we've received in all of 2005.
Well, I'm proud to have been the worst.
Well, at least you acknowledge that
he shouldn't be.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Don't give him satisfaction. Make it the second worst call.
That's right. Nearly.
That way
not
he hasn't
quite.
Accomplished okay. anything.
Your worst call we've gotten.
Get out of here.
Paul.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey. Hi.
Hey, that Asian porn star was. She got nominated for like a best behind scenes. And you can find that on the internet. So, Buzz, if you have a minute, you can look that up.
I plan to spend my vacation.
You want to know what kind of individual spends his days surfing with Travis?
I want to really know.
With Wolfie Van Halen, Travis.
Find it on the internet.
Travis, who works here, is an absolute ringer for Wolfgang Van Halen at age 14, whatever age that kid is now.
Nobody surfs the net like Travis does.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Yes, hello?
Let me out of here. I've got a lot to say. Hi, Michael. Run her out.
Okay, we got a guy who's like doing a big voice thing.
He's doing it with his own voice without any technological enhancement.
Right, very nice. Very nice. Let's see, in Ireland, we should do a... You know, if we do the commercial here, then we don't get all jammed up later.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There you go. That's
using your noodle.
That's it. Thank God the acupuncture is tomorrow, because I'm telling you, it's really worn off.
It's really worn off. Are you
off.
Crispy right now?
Yeah,
you're
I am.
Ready to be stuck with those needles
that's
again?
That's right, Mike. Ready for it. I'm ready. Rub my feet. Yeah. I mean, and who would I say that to?
Nobody ever.
Nobody.
Right.
It's always hands off the feet.
So your feet are ready for her when you go in there?
Yeah.
To be stuck with the needles?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I will actually wash my feet.
Good.
In the morning.
Good for you.
I would actually wash the feet. Wash
even
the
between
toes.
The toes?
Very considerate.
Yeah.
I mean, really between the toes?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
No, not really.
It's getting down there and taking the thumb and forefinger and working in between each
toe. I won't do that. She doesn't get near between the toes.
Mm-hmm.
She just gets like on the top of the foot. That's where the needles go.
Yee.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love it.
Really?
Can't wait. Tomorrow I'll come in. I'll be so mellowed out about this equipment and stuff.
Right.
Things will be fantastic.
Yeah, we're good.
Not that things aren't good now, but inside my head, man. Crazy. I'm serious. I need that acupuncture.
What's that sound again you made?
It's nuts. It's nuts up there. It's, you know, take a number for better service in my mind.
Botsa and the Gagutsa?
Yeah, well, no, not Botsa and the Gagutsa.
Very
that
busy,
means crazy.
High
traffic
area.
Just too much happening. Too many things. Too many. Too many people. Too many people coming by. Too many people saying hello. Too many friggin' people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I got the pressure of, meeting the new girlfriend, which is tomorrow. And it's no pressure for anybody but me. And this is why. God, I was...
Oh, your son's new girlfriend.
Yes. Oh, no, Buzz, my new girlfriend. I've decided it's time to get a new girlfriend.
I help you clear that up.
So I'm going to meet the new girlfriend
tomorrow.
You just
said the girlfriend. Oh, man, so she just got here, huh?
Well, speaking of
what time did the plane arrive from Moscow?
Speaking of... Well, no, Mike, she's Asian.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of the hot Asian chicks.
Yes, it's her.
The newest one.
Uh-huh,
the newest one is being sent over.
Wow.
No, my kid is coming home tomorrow for spring break and bringing home... the new lucky lady.
Oh, very good.
The new one, so.
Very good.
So we'll see what, we'll see what happens. We'll see.
I'd be fine.
The thing is, he's going to be 20 years old in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and for the first time in his whole life, he's actually starting to act like he's 20 years old.
So you believe this woman is a good influence on him?
Oh, I think so.
Good.
I think so. I know that I don't want to embarrass him, mm-hmm. but I know that she's the reason that he does laundry.
Oh, well, good,
because I know this for his entire first year in college.
Yeah.
He did laundry four times.
Sounds serious.
I mean, I'm talking four times.
Right.
For the entire time he was at college.
Ew!
He did laundry. Yeah. And he called it, like I mentioned this, he called it a panic a couple of weeks ago because he was out of dough. He said, I need you to put some money on this the thing with the college, like a credit card in house thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, only for an emergency. And he said, well, okay, I got to do laundry.
Oh, he's a changed man.
Mm-hmm. And I know why he's got to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why.
He doesn't like the smell of clothing with B.O. in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna meet this girl who and also calls yesterday, says, got a haircut. I think I mentioned this. His dream was to have his hair like down to his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's got a buzz cut because the girlfriend likes the buzz cut.
Rob's got to like that.
Yes, that's a good move.
Yeah, well, boy, I'm looking at you.
It's not what I set out to do.
I know.
That's right.
I know it's not.
Mike's ruined me.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Who are you?
I am.
All right.
Maybe.
Louisiana.
But the more I look at you, and that was your downfall, the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
More I look at you, I think if you did grow your beard like that guy on American Idol, because he's just got the one patch going down each side of his chin, right? And he's got no mustache.
And they dress him like Reuben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how all fat people should dress. It's the outfit, it's the uniform of the morbidly obese.
And don't they normally put in like in earth shoes colors?
Yeah, and big baggy like matching clothes. And then with the other thing, he came out with the hat and he, you know, they dressed him, you know, like a rapper.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work.
Yo-yo.
Doesn't work for him.
Yo-yo.
It worked for Ruben. It doesn't work for him.
Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, when we come back. Now, do we still have to do this thing, even though we're calling a foreign country, to get the permission to put
Sadly,
them on the air?
Yes.
Why? There should be some rule that this broadcast, your voice on the radio thing, should only be in the continental United States.
I agree.
And by that, only in the 48. If you want to call someone in Alaska or Hawaii,
sure.
Should be all bets are off.
The contiguous United States.
All right, well, we'll call Ireland. We'll do the thing. We'll have to get their permission. Oh, and I wanted to give you a very quick update about our old producer, Frank Murphy.
Yeah. What's the latest with Frank?
That I've had a couple of email conversations with him, and last night...
He's not dead, right?
He's not dead, no. He's looking for a gig. And we've had some good email conversations, and last night we spoke on the telephone. And, you know, he's cool, and everything's cool with him, and we're going to see if, you know, if I can in some way help him, if at all, to find a gig. But I think what you would find most interesting, I said this to him, he's not changed in this regard one iota. We get done with this phone call. We're talking about things and unfinished business from 15 years.
Right.
And so we get everything done, and we exchange all the phone numbers,
mm-hmm.
and I say, okay, Frank, the deal, you know, we talked, I said, it would probably be best is you get all of this stuff together and give me a call at your convenience, because, you know, I don't know what's going on with you, because he's talking about getting tapes together and stuff.
Right, right.
And he said, well, okay, but I can only call you when my wife is here. And I said, well, you know, I'm okay, that's fine. And then I said, why? Because, you know, at first I thought it was Frank being an uptight Catholic.
Right.
He said, well, it's because we only have one cell phone, and that's the phone that's long distance, and I don't have long distance here in my house on my regular phone, so if I wanted to call you,
sure,
I'm not allowed to call you if she's not in the house, because that's how we save money, is
yeah.
that we don't have a long distance
it's
phone.
It's cheaper.
And
some things never change.
And he was and still is the cheapest son of a bitch
he is
in the world. He and about that shirt in Chicago,
yeah,
he remembers to the penny how much
sure.
he paid for it, and he remembers that he wore it for 10 years, and he told me in confidence, once we got past all this stuff, one of the things he's about the shirt, I said, what about the shirt? He said, I was so mad at you guys that you made me buy that shirt. I wore it for 10 years, and when I would wear it and someone say that's a nice looking shirt, I would get mad at them.
Because we forced him to buy it.
Yeah, we made him buy a shirt.
That's nice.
Right. So that's the update on Frank.
Good for Frank.
So I'll call him, or I guess I'll wait for him to call me when his wife's at home.
When he can.
When his wife's at home.
When he's allowed.
He's just so cheap. It's not that he's allowed. It's just,
I know.
So cheap.
He is.
I said, Frank.
And now he's out of work cheap, which is, you know, that makes non-cheap people cheap.
Notches it up.
Even,
right.
Even worse. I said, so what is the deal? He said, I don't pay for long distance. I said, well, what, do you have a plan? You know, I thought that he was on, like, some phone system. He said, no, I don't pay for long distance because I don't make long distance calls.
He's job searching.
And
he
then
needs that.
I see no need.
So
I see no real need.
I said to him, I hope he didn't take it the wrong way. I said, well, you can call me Collect. He didn't say no.
No, he will.
He didn't say no.
Call him Collect. Well, he's cutting his English muffins in thirds.
So, Frank, we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called Kines. Akines. Akaporta tu na don. It is a good fortune, Easter Don, to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're fired. You're an incompetent.
The gods of air and wind, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And a trip to give away today, FLA all the way. Thanks to our good friends at DeltaVacations.com. Today we'll be giving away a trip to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, baby!
Baby, we do love Tampa Bay. Airfare for two on Delta. Avis Rental Car Hotel. Today's destination, beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida.
Great time to go down there.
Boy, that's good.
You Rob. Speedwack.
I know.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bullshit head ass.
Thank you, Colette.
Thank you.
I was going to put out a lost mailman announcement, but there's no need.
Good.
Robert Mailman, and it's no big deal, is now officially the property of the Junkies.
Yes, he has moved to another show.
Beth Ann called me this morning. Or actually, IM'd me. I don't know. It was about like 10 this morning after the Junkies went on.
Right.
Something like, Robert's in here swapping porno. You know, and that's cool. Enjoy them. EB, cakes, merch.
Sure.
Good luck with him. We house trained him. We broke him in.
And now he's yours.
He's all yours. He's yours.
So long, Robert.
And to think, I let him into my cyber world.
Yeah.
Hello?
So, was he in the studio as I'm hearing, or was he just on the telephone?
No, he wasn't on the show at all. They just talked about him.
Well, hold on, why'd you send me
Because he was in here, and they were talking about him.
Why'd you send me the IM saying he's in with the junkies?
Because they were talking about him.
But he wasn't on their show?
And he wasn't really...
Technically, when they talked about him.
In with them.
No, but
because he was there, he was doing something with the Rams, and then he was going around...
He was doing something with the what?
Like, something about... He was showing them his rims, one of them.
Rims,
his
car, rims,
wheels. All
right. His spinners or whatever.
Oh, wait a minute. Point of order. I like to do that on the show occasionally.
Yeah, I agree.
Was Robert in the studio speaking on their show? Was he on the phone speaking on their show?
And I even said that in my IM to Don.
I don't remember that. But was he... But hold on.
He's your bitch.
That's what you wrote to me.
Right.
You wrote to me, he's your bitch. Look what he's doing to you.
Because they were talking about him. I was listening, and I go, and I saw you, you know, that you were online, and I just IM'd you real quick.
That, this is a tough situation.
It is.
This is not gray area.
There might have to be a trial. We warned him, though. We warned him.
No, but I mean, he just came, he actually came in to see other people.
Like, what other people does he come to see?
To see Timmy.
So he was in here.
He was, but he wasn't in the studio.
Oh, okay. I see. And they just talked about
him. Did he come in to be on the Junkies show?
No, he did not.
Oh,
all right. Well, then why'd you send me that email?
I thought it was funny. I looked up, and then there's Robert the mailman with this big box of porn.
Listen, Bethann, if you send me an IM and you want it to be funny, you have to put that stupid smiley face after it. Like
be St. Patrick's.
Well, I mean, what do you think the punishment should be, Bethann?
I don't think there should be any punishment.
Oh, you don't.
I was just letting you know what's going on.
All right, I got the feeling you're ratting him out from
I'm not ratting him out at all. I don't think he should be mad about it.
Not the first time a white woman has ratted out a black man.
I'm not ratting him out.
Okay.
Well, if you don't think it's a big deal, why'd you IM Don?
The reason I IM'd him, I go, oh, they're talking about him. They'll probably get a call this afternoon. Let me just know. I was just going to let him know.
Oh. Then why'd you write? And I do remember that. Hey, he's your bitch.
Because I was trying to be funny. I will no longer be funny. I'll just go, FYI, Robert's here selling porn, and they're talking to the junkies are talking
about. Hold on,
about him.
Hold on, Robert was selling porn?
I think, or giving it, I don't know.
He was selling pornography to who? To people who work here?
I don't know.
Madonna.
I hope not to J-Law. I would hate to think that J-Law buys her pornography from Robert the Mailman.
I think one of the junkies...
Or Robbie Gomez.
He's an aficionado.
Well, they all are.
Yeah.
Well, E.B. is...
Yeah, especially
is,
Eric,
a big, aficionado.
Right. Okay. All right, Bethann, so you think it's nothing. But then you got to put the smiley face on there.
I put the smiley face on when I said Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Right, and my response to you was, sure. Yeah, right.
So there was no part of you that was hoping that when you IM Don with this information that
Robert would be banned
from the show forever?
No.
Did you say you love Robert?
I don't love him. I like him.
Yeah. You like him when he comes around?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like petting? You like him to a point?
To a point.
Fair enough.
And that point happens before the lasagna.
Well, what would you do if you were us?
Because here I am with egg on my face.
No, not egg. I just wanted you to know talking about him. Because yesterday you got a call, or the other day, that he called into the show. So I just wanted you to know the truth.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of like somebody who, you know, say there's this major crime conspiracy, and then somebody rolls over on the rest of the gang members. And then, after they all go to prison, you go, well, I really like them. I don't think you should have sent them to prison.
Uh-huh. Very much like
that. Information is power, so that's how it was intended. I just thought it was funny. He's getting ahead. They're just talking about him.
Please to explain the information is power comment.
Well, you know, it's just that the more you know, the more you can make a better decision before you ban somebody from a show or...
See, so you were calling to give information in such a manner that I would think awful things about Robert.
I would submit that Ms. McBride was throwing Robert under the bus.
Hold on, someone who heard him on their show today. Mary?
Yeah, but he wasn't on the show, but he was in there either before the show started, I think. He went in to show JB his rims on his car, and then he's trying to sell him the rims or something, and he brought in a whole bunch of porno. They said his trunk or something.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Robert the Mailman was on the phone with his first junkies.
Today?
Not today, yesterday.
Yesterday?
Well, didn't we know about it the other day?
The other day.
Did we yell at him yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Robert's on the other line.
Ah, this will clear everything up.
All right, thanks, B.A.
Okay.
Bye. Hello?
What I do now?
Do I hear anything on the on the other end of this phone?
Hello? I think there's a dead man on the phone.
What do I do now?
Hello?
I can't hear you guys.
There's a radio file on the phone.
No, I was not on the show today.
There's somebody who loves another on the phone.
No, that's true, Mike.
There's somebody who violated the sanctity.
No, I did not.
You know, it's the...
I came to the station. I can't come to the station now.
Who just can't seem to get enough.
Can I explain?
I came to the station. I didn't...
Robert,
not on anybody else's show.
But you know what, Robert, we don't have a problem with it. It's Beth Ann that seems to be upset.
I talked to B.A. today. I came to say Timmy. I came to see, what's the producer, the guy upstairs to play poker all the time?
Travis Edlin.
No, the,
Cameron.
Cameron.
Well, your boss.
Cameron.
The program.
Cameron.
Came to see the program.
Cameron.
Play along. Yeah, okay. Sure you did.
Okay.
Sure you did.
I came to see the other guy that plays poker.
Well, weren't you on the air? Well, somebody said you were on the air.
I was not on the air today.
Yesterday you were.
No, I wasn't on the air yesterday. It was Tuesday or Monday.
And we spoke to him after that.
Mm-hmm. You cussed me out about that, man.
Yeah. Listen, no, I thought we had this conversation before.
I am your bitch. Did I say that?
I've got to tell you something, Robert. Regardless,
I'm my bitch and Maddie, but I'm your bitch for the show.
But I want to tell you something. Now, after Beth Ann sent me this IM, I was sitting by the radio. I turned it on. I heard the junkies talking about something else, but it was on the background. I heard EB reference a couple of times. Oh, yeah, that's from Robert. Dad, that's from Robert the mailman.
I told you. I was trying to get some rims, get them to switch the rims off of my Chrysler 300 mm-hmm. for a promotion they got. I wasn't trying to do it on the air.
You were trying.
I talked to him off the air.
So you made a you made a very specific effort not to be on the air.
You must make sure.
Exactly. I left before the show started.
You must make sure that you tell the junkies or any other disc jockeys that you come in contact with.
Yes, master.
That they are not allowed
to
speak of you.
But how are you
going to? Master.
How are you going to repair the damage that was done?
I'm doing a giant bit for the show.
No, Robert, hold on.
Robert,
how are you going to repair the damage that's been done with Beth? Robert!
With Beth Ann.
Robert, let me, Robert.
For the show.
Let him finish the question. Robert, is there a chance I could finish the sentence here?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, you don't have to worry about us. You have to worry about repairing the damage with Beth Ann.
I will bring Beth Ann, a man, back from Japan.
Bring Beth Ann, a man.
You're going to Japan?
Yes, I'm going to Japan.
Don't you remember, Mike, this was the great bit that he was telling us. He was going to save this for us.
Yes, it'll be black ass.
Hey, Robert.
Are you going to visit family?
No, racist bitch. Strictly pleasure. I'm going somewhere where the white man ain't in charge.
Really?
Oh,
really?
That'd be nice.
Where is that? Fantasyland?
The moon.
What'd you say, the moon?
The moon. Have a nice trip to the moon.
I don't see how it's done right.
What, where are you going, Robert?
It's called Nagoya. I'm going to Nagoya.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I have
you.
Be careful, boys.
Shut up, you.
Nagoya, where is Nagoya?
It's in Japan.
Do they and what's special about Nagoya?
The round trip ticket costs $400. That's what.
Really?
It's been nice knowing you.
Good luck, friend. Because gifts. I'm gonna do bits. I'm gonna dress up. I'm gonna put on my wet suit and take pictures with Japanese women.
You'll have a good time because it's real cheap over there.
You got a $400 round trip to Japan. I'd say that's like a death sentence. Either way, that's a guarantee. That plane is going down. $400?
Okay, well, at least I'll die for the show. I'll write Don and Mike and put it between my butt cheeks.
All right, well, thank you. Listen, you understand how
protective... I'm your bitch, Don. Well, I do not want to be on anybody else's show.
You know how protective we are.
Guys.
You know how protective we are, Robert.
I know, man. I'm loyal to you, okay?
Okay, and listen...
Stop doubting my loyalty. Do you want me to come right in blood that I'm Don and Mike's bitch? On the front wall.
I don't think that's necessary.
Here's the thing, and I hate to keep playing the race card, but God, we gotta be your only white show. I mean, if you've got this need to be with other disc jockeys, go over.
You give me $4,000 spinners for my 300.
Well, they're giving you spinners.
I'm gonna trade if they. Well, actually, they don't like my car because it's too black.
Oh.
That's what they were saying today. It's too ghetto.
It's too ghetto.
My new car is too ghetto.
I was going to say, listen, here's the thing that I think. I think that as far as radio guys go, me and Mike should be your only white friends.
Because
you're our only black friend.
I love you guys, man. I'm trying to make a deal to get Get some free stuff.
I know, but now listen, can a brother like Donnie Simpson hook you up with that?
I love Donnie and Mike, man. Don.
Get over to Donnie's.
Can I have my jacket?
Yeah, but
we'd have no problem with Donnie.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Russ Parr. You know, go to some happening.
I was not on the show today. They talked about me because I was walking around trying to sell some porno.
Yeah, right. Well, go over to WPGC and walk around there. And let Donnie Simpson talk about you.
Did you successfully sell any porno today?
They wanted, the guys in the back, they want what I have, but they won't buy it in front of the women that work back there.
Oh.
They give out a couple of telephone numbers, so they want to call me on the lowdown.
Yeah.
I have Chinese porno, I have black and white, I have grandmas having sex, gangbangs.
Do you have any Sora Oi?
I don't know names. I don't do names.
Okay. Asian, hot Asian.
Let's go by labels. You know, Asians are the worst. You know, white women are the Spanish sells a lot.
So I'm getting the picture now. What you're walking around the radio station today.
Right.
And you're walking up to cubicles and you're just asking, or are you interested in some porno?
Certain people already buy from me. Like Timmy buys from me.
I'm sure he'd be happy to have you revealing that fact.
Timmy's a single man. He does what he wants.
That's right.
To do.
He's an adult.
The guys upstairs have bought one or two from me.
Wow.
You know, as a loyal fan of the Don and Mike show, you guys are free.
You mean you?
But you don't do that type of show anymore.
Yeah, no.
So you would give us porn?
I would. I have three boxes. I will bring them to you when you come off vacation.
Okay, I don't want any porn. Just be loyal to the show.
Robert, when you were in today, did you have a chance to have a talk with Travis? I was wondering if he was a client.
They like porno too. So I'm trying to sell. I'm trying to make some money.
But Travis in particular, since Rob brought it up, I'm very curious. Do you sell to Travis?
Well, he wants to talk to me after work.
So what does he like? What are you trying? Was he like?
You know why he's? I think he's being quiet because I'm thinking best customer.
Well, I'm thinking like, what does Travis like? Snuff films or something like that? I mean,
I don't do anything illegal. I don't do teenagers. I don't do.
I think Travis, I would think, would be a big purchaser based on our theories when he spent all that time on the internet. Here comes John Norman.
Hi, John. In Travis's defense, I don't think he was here when Robert was here earlier.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. No problem.
But you have had dealings with Travis before.
I'm loyal to the show. I don't understand why you guys keep dogging me out here.
Listen, Robert, did you understand? Beth Ann sends me an IM.
Beth Ann is not being truthful. She knows I left.
Let's get Beth Ann involved in this.
Okay. I need to use that phone.
I don't know what her problem is. I don't think she still gets her period, so that can't be it.
I need to call Beth Ann.
Hold on. We'll let Beth Ann. She's the one that seemed to have the problem.
I talked to her. I sat in her office. Why is she dogging me now?
She sent me the IM.
And why are you using the word bitch, B.A.?
Yes, I was shocked.
Because they were talking about it yesterday, or whenever you were on the show.
I'm allowed to say that, not you.
It was just, hey. And then I heard the junkies talking about you, and I said, hey.
So what? What? Now you're going to say I'm Don's coon, too?
I really didn't think it would cause all of this, or I would have sent it.
Well, Beth Ann,
Robert.
Did I leave before the show started?
Huh?
Was I out of the area?
I really don't know. I IM'd him when they were talking about you on the air.
Yeah, how would they talk about me? I'm not on the show.
I didn't say you were on the show.
You know what I'm getting right now? Sexual tension.
You bet.
You're not getting anything.
Absolute sexual tension.
I didn't talk on the show.
I know, I didn't say you talked on the show. If Don created over the email, I did not say that.
Yeah, ma'am. Right? Me and you okay? We trying to work on a bit here. I don't want to get banned from a show.
All right, you're not banned.
I live for airtime.
Okay, you're not banned. Okay.
I appreciate it, fellas.
All right.
Send you pictures from Japan.
That would be great.
When do you go to Japan, Robert?
The second week in May. Right. And I'll bring porno when you guys come off vacation just for you. Free porno.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I need to talk to you off the air. Hold on a second, Robert. Hold on just a second. Bye, B.A.
Bye, B.A.
She already hung up.
Did she hang up on Robert?
She hung up on all of us. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Her I am was a ploy for attention from Robert,
hey,
in my opinion.
You're not in the air.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to play tonight? Hold on. We step away from the microphone. No. How about an hour later than that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. See you there. Bye.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tonight you can play porno football.
Yeah. Meet him on the Xbox. Don't want to give out the time, though.
Trail, yeah, because then you'll have everybody joining.
Because that's what all my fans then get on Xbox Live.
My fans. All your money fans.
And that's what I see. Like, dumb messages like, Don, where are you?
Where are you? Come to me.
All my money nerd fans. It's like 40. You go on Xbox Live, it's just 46 people online.
My fans.
Right now.
But they try to get to you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I'll play with them tonight. God, I hope I beat his ass tonight.
And I think everything got worked out, and Robert is still on the show.
Oh, that's
and I'm glad.
Yeah. And I just had two questions for Beth Ann McBride.
Very good.
Hello?
First, did you hang up on us again?
I didn't mean to hang up. Sometimes you just keep talking and never go back to me, and it disconnects anyway, so I thought that's what was happening.
Oh, and did you mention something about your thank God arriving?
Huh?
Did you say you're having your period?
No, he said, I'm sure she doesn't get her period now, and I still get it.
Oh.
I'm not that old, Robert.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Okay. So, in fact,
yeah, that deserves a round of applause.
You do. You do still get it. Okay, good. How is it? Is it as good as ever?
It's wonderful.
Ah! As good as when we were young?
It's been awesome the entire time.
Do you think you're going to be able to successfully repair your relationship with Robert?
I like Robert. I didn't think John would. I just thought it was funny that I was listening, and I was listening to the Junkies, yes. And they were talking about Robert, and yes. I saw Don right was on the computer. No, let me.
Well, we believe you. It's you know, problem's not with us.
I'm just keeping it. I'm not saying a thing.
It's a little bit like
my job.
It's a little bit like a boy pushing a girl down in the playground, isn't it? Sure, it's sort of hostile, but really what you want.
No, it really wasn't meant to be hostile.
No, not at all. Don't worry, man. Everything's fine.
Well, I think you've learned a valuable lesson here, Beth Ann, about the power of a little bit of information.
Information is power, Buzz.
Yeah, but sometimes dangerous power.
I'll just give it to myself.
Fight the power.
I still don't understand why you threw Robert under the bus.
I didn't throw him under the bus.
Flirtation.
If I could just congratulate you on on the fact that after you're 39 and holding, you've still got it going on. You're still getting your visit, your monthly visit.
You could still.
I think that's normal, Don.
For a 39-year-old, yeah.
You could still breed.
Congratulations.
And Robert's a single guy.
Right? And we know he can breed.
I'm still holding out for the Japanese dude.
The Japanese dude. Okay. All right, goodbye, Beth.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Good old Flo McBride.
You think it'll be hard to spot Robert in Japan?
Hello. Don and Mike show. They're going to hope, thank you, Shaquille O'Neal. Really, they never see black people over there.
Wait till he walks into the first geisha house and says, hi, fellas.
They're wearing a Shaq uniform over there.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was in Japan last year in a little town called Nikko City.
Yeah.
And I did not see any black people. I was there for 10 days, and I didn't see a single black person. And if he's getting there for $400, I think he better be prepared when he walks off the plane.
So you were there for 10 days and didn't see one black person. Rob?
No, not one. I think they're importing him just to see what he looked like.
Did Rob? Did you get any apologies when you were over there?
No, absolutely not.
For sinking the Arizona?
See, that's what I was going to ask. Is that the great equalizer? Could you ever let that go about the Arizona simply because it's predominantly an all-white society?
No, but it's not.
Too complex a question.
It's not an all-white society.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
Asian
but
society.
And it's expensive.
But as Robert said, he's going to a place where the white man is not in control.
That's right.
That's why he's going over to Japan.
I understand. The yellow man is in control there. I got it.
Yes.
Right.
But there's no blacks there.
I know. Well, there will be in 2 weeks.
And Robert will be there, and then he'll come back with stories of his trip.
And I know that would be appealing to you, Rob.
That's right. Is he going with anybody? If there's an empty seat next to him. I'm thinking the lady in the next room.
Oh,
thank goodness. I thought you were going to suggest me.
Could you imagine?
Give me a videotape of that.
Could you imagine being on an airplane with Beth Ann for 12 hours?
Oh.
Yeah, especially an airplane.
I'm not having the same thought you are, Mike.
A $400 flight? Probably propellers involved there.
Sure.
$400. Welcome to Japan.
Nagoya.
Please have a seat and lock arms with person next to you.
Very exciting.
Landing now.
In case of emergency, Robert Mailman can be used as flotation device.
Oh, look at a snappy and new Rico jersey.
Do you think he's changed it to get the Miami Heat outfit going now?
I think so. You know, he was very disappointed that the Wizards beat the Lakers the other night.
Yeah. He's dynamic as always in purple, Robert Mailman. Mm-hmm. And
especially, maybe he'll wear that purple jumpsuit that he wore that one day.
I especially like those cracks that he has around his armpits.
Yeah.
Those, like, they're almost like reverse varicose veins.
Yes, wonderful
they're
look.
Going all the way down, almost into his breast area.
It's delightful. Delightful.
Handsome man. Handsome man, but still loyal to the show.
Yeah,
yes,
thank God.
And we thank him for that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, man, hey, they got a bunch of black dudes over there from the military, man.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to go to the right spot.
They've seen black people before.
Thank you for the update. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
I didn't mean to go to that one. I meant to go to this one.
I've got your picture.
As long as we were talking about it.
This is Jerry Todd.
Yeah.
I'd like a million of you all around myself. I want the doctor to
Hello.
Take a picture.
Don and Mike show. He's
so
good.
I can look at you.
Hello.
Inside.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, yeah.
Say, I was over in Japan for 3 years with the military.
Yeah.
Black people are just an oddity over there. The women just flock to them.
I really think so.
Well, he'll have a good time, then.
Why, you got
Thank you. Thank you.
Turning Japanese, I really think so.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi there. Remember when we had, we pitched down Colette and she sounded like Robert?
Yes.
There's the other direction.
So that's Robert pitched up to sound like Colette?
Well, not as much as I would like it to, but it's still pretty funny.
Okay, first, here is Colette with her voice pitched down slower, where Colette, our wonderful receptionist, sounds like Robert Mailman.
Thank you, Rob. Speewack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head ass.
And now here is Robert, I guess recorded today when he was here, and his voice is sped up by the same amount that Colette's voice is slowed down.
Okay.
Hi, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you.
He's younger.
You racist bastard. You and your ass. You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Thank you. It didn't sound like Colette, but I sure enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Rob.
Like
this is Rob the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you. You racist bastard. You and your You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Jerry Todd.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. Got a break, everybody. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you. You racist bastard. You and your You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Hey, that's cool.
Don't be hating the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com.
All right.
Lots of stuff there. You want to go there. It's the official site of this show. We'll give away a trip to Florida for WrestleMania 21.
Oh, man, that's great.
That's good, yeah. Los Angeles, Staples Center. That's good.
Incidentally, regarding all the trips, you know, when you think of the trips that we have given away in the last, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, I know.
My God. You can thank us later.
And hold on. I just read that.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks, Harvey. I lost my place. That's tomorrow. Today, it's the trip to Tampa.
So today a trip to Tampa and tomorrow
Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yes, I should have read the card.
Nah.
Today it's Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. I think I said that already, but
Tampa today, LA tomorrow, warm weather spots to get away.
And it's St. Patrick's Day. We've not yet called Ireland.
Oh, we have to call Ireland.
So we used to just be able to call and say, hey, Don and Mike show, you're on the air. And, to an extent, you can get away with that. But calling overseas, the lawyers really get their panties in a wad.
You know, and all over the years when we've called Ireland, I begin to think that perhaps it is even a bigger holiday here now than it is over there.
Yeah, I think so. 5-3-1-8-1. Okay, we're calling Gibney's Pub, which is in
Gibney's?
G-I-B-N-E-Y-S.
We're sorry. Calling. We cannot complete your call.
Who is this, please?
This is Gibney.
Hi, Mr. Gibney.
Yes, how are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day. Who am I speaking to?
This is Don and Mike.
Sorry. Lots of noise on the line.
You hung up on Mr. Gibney.
That's rude. You can still hear him, though.
Hi, I'm here now.
Hi, Mr. Gibney. Way to go, you teleported.
Yeah, let me try again.
Gibney!
All right, now we'll try Duffy's Pub.
Oh, Duffy's Pub. That's good to be at Duffy's Pub on St. Patrick's Day.
Sounds Irish.
Duffy's Pub, that's like the real touristy, over-the-top pub, I think.
Okay.
In Dublin,
where it's now... Oh, that's the ring, Robbie. Okay.
Hi, this is Duffy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hi there.
Okay, the guy just answered and said, hi, this is Duffy. All right, so now we'll get somebody.
All right, we're calling from America. May we put your voice on the radio?
Tell me what the drunkest person in the bar...
Can I speak to the drunkest person at the bar? The drunkest person in the bar! Hello?
What's he doing?
Oh, it's Duffy's Pub.
Hello?
St. Patrick's Day, what's going on?
He seems to have set the phone down.
Mm. Right, hold on a second, we're very busy here.
Hold on, let me see if I can just hear the sound of the room.
9:30 p.m.
You're listening live. Hello?
Duffy's Pub.
Oh, that's you again.
No, I think they hung up. Oh. Let me try to call back.
Let me try. It's fine.
Duffy's Pub.
Here we go. Come on, get ready for action. Come on, give me that Ireland ring. There it is. Beautiful. Okay. Just get the first guy, I guess.
Permission to put your voice on the radio. Okay, hang on. It'll be on the radio.
Funny. Very good.
Much better.
Go. And now live from Dublin, Ireland, here's a guy at Duffy's Pub. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, sir? May we ask?
Yes?
Is your name Duffy?
No. My name is Paddy Farrell. Well, I just work for Duffy's.
Paddy Farrell, how are you today?
All right, thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Boy, I wish this guy spoke American.
Yeah,
really understand?
He lost me on the name.
Patty Farrell.
Can you tell us something, sir? Are you wearing green?
Oh, I'm wearing green. All green today.
Good.
Yes. Is it a big crowd? Are you having a good St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, very big crowd today.
Very good. And so do people in Ireland celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
A lot of people around. There's a racing from Cheltenham as well on today, and there's a lot of people around.
See, I don't understand a word you said.
Now, will you be closing at 11:30 tonight?
No, we're not closing until 12:30.
12:30, that's different.
All of that.
All right.
Can we please speak to somebody at your bar to ask them about their St. Patrick's Day experience?
Yes.
Hopefully somebody who's in their cups.
Sorry?
Somebody drunk.
You want to speak to someone?
See?
Yeah.
See? I just said C.
What did I say C for?
You want to speak to a customer?
Yes. Could we speak to a customer? C. Speak to a customer who's really drunk?
Yeah, I got one for you now.
Oh, very good.
Right.
Habla Espanol? Si.
Si.
All right, now we're going to get the drunkest person at Duffy's Pub. Hello? The guy hang up? It's got that sound, doesn't it?
Hello.
That's the quiet.
No, Mike, that's you.
Duffy's Pub.
I'm drunk.
Okay, you know, you almost fooled me for a second. You almost fooled me.
Did the guy hang up?
I think he did.
I got a number of another bar in Ireland that is incredible.
Oh, hold it.
Hold on, they're back. Hello?
Oh!
Hello?
I think he's telling the guy to come on.
Yeah, gotcha.
He's telling me...
You want somebody... Hello, hi, what's your name? Yes, this is Don. And this is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Happy St. Patty's Day.
And the same to you. Where are you calling from?
D.C., Washington, D.C.
Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
What's your name?
What? I can't hear you too well.
On the air.
Hey.
What is your name?
Welcome, New York City.
What is your name?
I live in Central Park West.
You
Rosie O'Grady's. You know Rosie O'Grady's?
Yes, I know Rosie O'Grady's.
Yes. I drink Rosie O'Grady's.
He's drunk, all right.
Yes.
I'm drunk. I'm very drunk. I'm drinking brandy.
Brandy.
How long have you been drinking?
Well, you know what time it is. It's 9:40 Irish time.
Right.
You're already starting now. 9:40 Irish time. That's 9:40 p.m.
That's 5 hours.
Right.
And you're already, you're 5 hours. So, you're already starting, you are.
We're just getting ready.
Watching the parade.
Did you watch the parade?
Did you watch the
parade on Fifth Avenue?
Oh, no, didn't watch it, no. Will you be getting in a fight?
I can't hear you.
Are you gonna get into a fight?
Who am I? Listen, you have a good one, you hear?
Hey, Sluncha.
You'll be pushing back to Patty.
Okay.
Would you say hello?
He's handing it back to Patty.
Patty.
We're having a good time, huh?
Oh, we're having a great time. Right.
Would you please?
All right, Patty Farrell.
Hello?
Patty Farrell.
Yes, here you go.
Here you go.
Back to Patty.
Just put Patty Farrell back on the phone.
Jesus.
Patty, are you there?
He's telling him that he used to live in New York. Yeah. I still hear the guy on the phone.
Yeah, he was asking us if he watched the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York.
Hold just a minute.
Hey, listen, Patty, thank you very... And that is that with T's or D's?
Back again.
Is it Patty like...
D's,
like
think.
A girl's name? Or
Probably
or
no.
Patty. Or Patty like the double pounder, the quarter pounder.
No. It's probably P-A-D-D-Y.
Right. Patty?
Yes?
Patty, thank you very much. How drunk was that guy?
He's been drinking here since about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
So that's four hours.
Four and a half hours.
All
right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mike, I don't know. Is there a ceremonial thing you say to a guy at the end of this?
Patty.
Yes?
May you be halfway to heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
No, you said it.
Take care. Sláinte.
Okay.
Here's the drinking with bow-legged women.
No.
Swimming.
Right. Here's the swimming with bow-legged women.
Or drinking.
Okay. I'll take it out.
Hey, don't you... Don't you think of all the U2 albums...
Here's the honor. Getting honor, staying on... Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you think of all the U2 albums, Zootopia is the worst, even worse than the Boy album?
What's all right?
How is your brother Colin?
Who?
Colin Farrell. How about that Colin Farrell? You know, he's all the rage.
No.
Are you related to him?
No, it's all related to him, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
Who might have his money, though?
He wouldn't mind having his money. That's it. It's a pretty good summer.
Yeah.
Why do you like potatoes so much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about the famine.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Otto.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God, everybody.
Bye, Pat. The only one not wearing green today.
That's right.
Big Otto.
Green.
I'm over. That's not my ass. That's green.
Yeah.
That's that.
This is the greenest I've got.
More brown than green.
Yeah.
More brown than green.
How many times have I heard that?
More brown than green.
I tell you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Water there, Spivak.
Wouldn't mind having his money.
That's right.
That's the call to Ireland. So that's the guy at Duffy's Pub.
It's a shame he didn't hang up.
And he was a good drunk guy. He was an okay drunk guy, I thought.
Yeah, he was.
Hold on, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
To Bill Brasky. Now, I just wanted to say, Japan sounds like paradise, doesn't it?
Okay, we get back. We get back to talking about.
Check it out. What's that place in Wichita? The Laugh Factory. What is it?
The Looney Bin.
The Looney Bin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Hey, I was just watching this baseball hearing thing, man. Do you really think Canseco was hoping for all this crap to come out of it?
Hey, has McGuire been up there yet? He's the one I wanted to see.
In tears, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, he's been up. He's just, all he's saying is, I'm not here to talk about the present. I'm here to talk, you know, I'm here, I was here about the past. I just want to put a positive light on it. And
so here's the thing. Did Mark McGuire say or not that he took it?
No, he said his lawyers advised him not to answer specific questions about steroid use.
Yes, he's been very aloof.
I was watching that for a while on ESPN this morning for coming into work, and they were showing all the, in my mind, the boring stuff, the stuff leading up to the players.
Right.
It was like, you know, families of kids who have died because of steroid use, and then yelling at the baseball commissioner.
Well, now they got the panel of players up there, and everybody's avoiding questions except for Canseco, and everybody's going back to his book, and it's like, that's all he wanted to do was sell his book, and now it's coming back to bite him in the ass, I think.
You know, unfortunately, it's like so many things when there's a congressional hearing. You get the impression that they all want to make their speech.
Right.
They all want to talk about how high and mighty they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if some good comes out of it, who knows?
I really do. I'm a baseball fan. I'm a diehard Dodger fan. But, I mean, I'm glad none of our players are involved in any of this crap.
When Canseco was up today, he said he'd be more candid if somebody could offer him immunity.
God, have more to say.
You know, he is the slime ball of slime balls.
Looking to cut a deal.
You know, who cares? I mean, at this point, I dig what all the parents are saying, you know, and especially the parents that I saw testifying today whose kids killed themselves because of steroids.
Well,
at this point, rage.
From this time forward, you know, but get it out of there and you do whatever you have to do to get it out of there.
I mean, look at sports seriously over the last 20 years. Like, are we all so stupid that we don't think any NFL guys taking roids?
No, I'm stupid.
Like, they all don't take roids, their own kind of...
Right.
No, roids. Mm. They do. It's wrong, but they do.
Seriously, do you think those bodies just happen from hard work?
I mean, look at a picture of Mark McGuire when he first broke into the A's, and then look at him when he broke the record.
Right.
I mean, I don't see what the harm is. If I was Mark McGuire, I'd sit up there and go, yeah, I took injections in the ass, but I hit 70-some home runs.
Right.
I saved the whole freaking sport.
Right.
Everybody did it.
Now, you might say Cal saved the sport.
And I don't care. You know, I don't care if they're on drugs. They're not out driving cars. They're not flying airplanes. If it would make the Packers a better team on Sunday, I'd let them all smoke crack on the sidelines.
But if there was one team that was doing, you know, that stuff, and the Packers weren't allowed to because of their policy, you'd want the other guys, you know, to level the playing field for the Packers.
I think that they all should be able to get high. All athletes should be able to get
high.
What I'm saying, or
get high.
Whatever it is that they need to take.
Well, I think the lawmakers are probably taking Viagra. So,
you know, if it's a steroid issue or as I said, you know, I would welcome seeing the Green Bay Packers on the sideline. They're huddling up, and you see them pass the crack pipe.
Hey, man, this is performance enhancing.
Back and forth. Or how about this? Beginning of a 2-minute drill, they call a timeout, timeout. Mm. Some guy comes over, Marshall Faulk pulls down his pants. Mark Bulger gives him the old...
Watch how fast he's going to go now.
You know, who cares?
Well, now, here's the deal. I think if anything comes out of it just now, but to look into the past, and like when people talk about adjusting record books, you're never going to be able to get away
and
with
McGuire,
that.
You know, and Mark McGuire, I don't think he'll be tainted as being an American hero for taking steroids. All these
this
guys
is
did.
Vince Lombardi. Where's my spoon and lighter? Woo! Scared? Scary.
Who's that?
I think it's a surprise guest you may want to speak to.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My old pals who just dropped me like a rat?
I am totally mystified. I have no idea.
It's Jim Nance.
This is Jim Nance?
Yes.
Nancy, you're kidding me.
It is your old friend Jim Nance.
Well, it is Jim Nance. Now
stop,
I recognize his voice.
Remember, it's been that long.
Wow. Stop the show, everybody.
Now, what in the world did I do to get on your hit list?
Wow. Well, listen to this.
I had an S to that, and you were on it, but now you're off it.
Wow.
What in the world happened?
Jimmy, here.
What happened to us?
Oh, God. Do we have the time?
Jim, where are you right now?
I'm courtside in Charlotte on the practice day for the regional that'll get started here tomorrow that includes Duke and North Carolina, and we're about 10 minutes away from Duke taking the floor. This place is going to go bonkers. Well, I can barely hear you two.
Okay, well then listen, let's leave it at this. I hope that you called because we tried to contact you. Is that why you called? I hope you got our message.
I don't know why I called. I called because I miss you guys.
No, you got the message. Though. Jim, we need to make you a part of the Don and Mike bosom again.
Absolutely.
We need to have you back in the bosom of our family.
I thought this was one of the great comedy teams of all time.
This is the Terry reunion, hopefully, Jim.
I've had more people come up to me and ask me, what happened with you and Don and Mike?
Jim, well, here's what we need to do.
I don't have the answer.
All right, I'll be honest with you. There was a prettier face,
and we cheated.
His name was Rich Eisen.
We won, and we cheated on you, Jim.
And you dumped me for Rich Eisen.
But I want to tell you something. Yeah, we did, but it was a mistake.
What do you guys want to talk about here on my last appearance on the Dynamite Show?
No, Jim, we're telling you it was a mistake.
We broke up with Rich Eisen now. We broke up with
you. I don't care what happened, but all I know is you explain what happened, and I do feel very betrayed.
Well, okay, Jim, we want to come back to you.
But, Jim, hold on.
Will you take us back?
But, Mike, I must say something first.
I don't know. I've written letters. I need a few other things before I can even think about it.
I've got to remind you of the world
I'm
of
trying to figure out why you dropped me for Rich Eisen.
Because of the world of hurt that you put us in when you turned your back on us at the Houston Super Bowl. Jimmy, don't you remember?
Yeah, we were hurt.
Town.
We were lovers scorned.
And Jim, Jim, do you know what a sap I am?
I remember being there and being mooned by you guys.
Do you remember? You don't know this, Jim.
What a scary sight.
The Saturday night before the Super Bowl. Who was sitting in front of their TV at 11 o'clock watching the CBS affiliate with your story? Yeah, I was watching, Jimmy.
There you go.
I'm watching, and I'm watching crying, thinking, this great man couldn't even make it to our broadcast site in his hometown of Houston. That's why we went to be with Rich Eisen.
Where it began.
Wow.
But now Rich Eisen is no longer with us.
Rich Eisen is no Jim Nance.
He is no Jim Nance.
He's dead to us.
I'm sorry, forgive me. What does Rich Eisen do again?
We're not sure.
Yes, exactly. No. Exactly.
Oh, you're correct. He's a good man.
You're correct.
A very respectful guy, too.
Yeah, but I want to tell you something, Jim, and there's no BS here. I swear to God. I swear my kid's life, and my wife hates it when I say that. But the only way I can tell you the truth. We didn't have as much fun with Rich Eisen in 1 week as we had with you all the times you were on the show.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter. But the other thing I smell here is that I just did nothing but fill a spot. This had nothing to do with relationships. This happened to be, okay, we need an NFL guy, an NFL body. So it had nothing to do with quality or relationships or anything like that. It's just, plug somebody in.
That's true.
Kind of a cookie cutter thing.
That's a relationship.
That's true, but you fit the hole perfect.
But Jim,
they're doing the elite game on CBS, which probably has about five times the reach of the studio that I used to do, which I absolutely loved. But now it doesn't. I guess you guys just watch studio shows and not the games. Is that the thing?
No, Jim.
Okay, listen. Is this what you want,
Ron? Well,
put in love's theme.
Don, you have to make up to Jim. You have to make up to Jim.
Put love's theme in there.
Well, guys, I'm available to listen to anything you guys have to say. You know who my agent is. You guys can call him and somehow make up the whole thing.
Listen to
Jim,
convince
them this is something that's important for my career.
Jim, please stop for a second and listen to what Don has to say.
Jim, we love you. We've always loved you. And we've loved
you. Just dripping with sincerity.
Well, no,
Jim, I love it when you go here.
Jim, we love the transformation. When you first came on the show, shy and bumbling, wondering if your segments had gone well, and as you climbed the ladder at CBS, eventually screaming you're the man, ripping off your shirt, and
maybe I am too big for this show now.
And now, the number one guy on the CBS football, the number one guy on basketball, Jim, I say on behalf of everyone, we're sorry.
Please come back to us.
Please come back. And that is all the groveling I will do.
Okay. You've done enough.
All right, good.
It's starting to get ugly.
Will you come back?
I'll come back.
Oh yay. Bravo.
Bravo.
That's wonderful news, Jim.
Are you guys into this NCAA tournament at all?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Rob's 4-year-old daughter will be making her picks as soon as we get done with you. We are very into it, Jimmy.
Who do you like, Jim?
Who do I like?
Yes.
I think maybe Wake Forest.
Really?
What about Georgia Tech?
I think that they could meet Georgia Tech to get to the Final Four. They've already played them twice this year and beat them 2-for-2.
And
everybody's hot on Georgia Tech right now, so I'm going to back off of them. And I'm trying to make a pick that's not an obvious, ho-hummer, where people are going to yawn and say, oh, big deal. So Jim Nance picked North Carolina, or he picked Illinois, or he picked Oklahoma State. Everybody's got one of those three.
Are the Duke fans taking over like they always do?
Duke's going to be really a tough team to beat. Mm-hmm. I've got Duke and Wake in the final.
Yeah, Duke and Wake in the final.
The Duke Blue Devils are 7 minutes and 4 seconds away from taking the floor here, and it's going to be just a huge ovation in the background.
Wow.
But I'll still be with you guys here on the show.
Well, no, you won't.
I'll be way down the road by that time.
Yeah, we have to break for commercials. Jim, let me ask you this question, though. If we put you on hold, and this was what was the straw that broke the camel's back with Eisen, if we put you on hold 3 times during a phone call as a gag, would you get so mad that you would send me an email telling me to screw off?
Is that what happened?
Well, more or less.
Yeah.
He was late.
He put you on hold 3 times?
No.
We put him on hold three times.
You know, you TV guys.
Oh, you put him on hold.
Well,
yeah.
We moved the whole show around to accommodate his NFL schedule. And then he was late, and he was late, and he was late. Then when he finally called, we said, well, we'll turn the tables on him, and we put him on hold a couple of times. And, boy, you would have thought that we put some hot sauce down his pants.
Yeah, we told him we were doing it as a joke, and it didn't go over too well.
He didn't laugh.
Didn't work out that well.
And, Jimmy, you make us laugh.
Never, ever have any kind of strife in our relationship.
Never, Jim.
Never.
It was beautiful.
It was gold.
Absolutely.
It was magic.
Now we realize that.
This is the best relationship I've had going in my whole life.
Jim Nance, we realize you're the one we really love.
Uh-huh.
Please come back to the Don and Mike show.
How come I made this phone call to you guys? What made you realize?
I know. Jim Nance. Jimmy, we know you're the greatest. You're NFL football. You're NCAA basketball. You're the Azalea Line fairways at Augusta.
And I know.
You're the man, Jim.
What made this phone call? The fact that we sent an email to your girl and to your agent saying we wanted to have you back. That's why.
Actually, there's a guy here on Press Row. Who just been bugging me to no end.
Really?
They have time for Don and Mike.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Said they haven't any time for me, big fella.
Jimmy, oh. if you get through the tournament...
Listen, you guys can talk me up a little bit like this on 2 or 3 more occasions. I'll think about coming back.
Oh, very good.
All right, you schedule the next time you want your ass kissed, and I promise we'll do it. And have a great call at the tournament. I'm not kidding.
Actually, if you know me and you do, I'm the last guy in the world wants to hear any of that stuff.
I know, Jim, but we know you do a great job.
It's fun to be out of character.
Jim, this is no kidding. We would love to get you back on the show.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And oh, God, you're really going to be pissed about?
We'll do it. Let's do it in the fall. We'll do the football season again.
You know what you'd be really mad about? We actually made a deal with Eisen. We paid him a salary and stuff.
Right.
I mean, we could give you that money and go right to your charity, for God's sakes, every
week.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I'm still trying to figure out. Well, I won't go there.
How about the Three Amigos?
What, are you going to talk about if we owe you money for a bet?
No, here's how
it happened. And the answer is we were all drunk.
For Rich Eisen.
No, we were drinking, Jim.
Yeah. Listen, screw him. He's yesterday's news.
Now, he's on the NFL Network, right?
Right.
Yes, that's
not
right.
Not sure. But, Jim, don't dwell on that.
Jim, you're with CBS. We love you, and we'd love nothing but... Oh, Jim, how about this?
I'm just having fun. I'm sorry to hear that your experiment with Rich didn't go well, and I'm sure he's going to want to come back
home. No, he's not.
No, not a chance.
He's a good guy.
Jim, if you know it, trust me, he's not. And you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, nothing would look nicer than to have your big smiling mug.
The audience wants to hear a little bit more than this love fest here.
No, the audience is very satisfied.
Right
they're
now,
used to our schizophrenia.
They're listening.
And Jim, You're the man. You're the man at the NCAA. You're the man at the Final
Four. You're making me sick now.
Who's the man, Jim?
Jim's the man.
No.
You're not going to say it this time?
Rich is the man.
All right, is there a chance that we...
Rich is not the man. Rich is the
woman. Is there
a
chance that we could get you to say, I'm the man?
Rich is the man.
Who's,
who's the man, Jim? Come on, say it.
No. Well, Rich is the man.
No. I'm telling you, he's a girl.
But you know, I think we got to leave it here. We got to leave it here.
All right, well, pick it up whenever you want to pick it up. But, Jim, I'm glad you called. And welcome back to the family.
I've got the Duke Blue Devils in 2 minutes and 56 seconds on this floor.
Go, you show off. Go
and
call the game.
I have to hit the restroom before they come out here.
You're the greatest. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Bye, Jimmy.
And I hate to get so... you know, so...
what?
You know what?
What?
What? Personal about the whole thing.
You, it's all right. You know what? You're
but, you bastard. I've been sitting here for 5 hours, and it's going to be such an exciting scene when they hit the floor. I might not have any bladder control.
Are you waiting? Are you trying to wait till they hit the floor for us? Is that what you're doing?
Why would I do that?
All right. How long? All right. How long until Duke comes out? Until the ovation?
How soon until Duke is on the floor?
Yes, with the ovation.
It should be in about, I'd say about 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
All right, what about in your case with the bathroom?
Can we talk about something else other than...
yes, what's his name? Sure.
About this whole broken relationship you're trying to repair.
Forget the past.
All right, let's talk about... Jim, I know you love mentioning all of the great hit shows on CBS.
Sure.
Of all the new shows, which is your favorite?
On CBS?
Yeah, no,
on CBS.
What makes you think I like talking about all the new shows? Because we talk about them all the time, Doug?
Because I always hear you saying tonight on America's Most Watched Network.
Most Watched Network, CBS?
Yeah. I have a question, Jim. Have you had a chance to meet Mark Addy?
Oh, Rob, you get the prize.
Rob mentions Mark Addy every day on the show.
Have you guys seen Numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Numbers, although they do that thing where the B is like actually like
that's
an A.
It's
quite a show, Jim.
Are you guys still close to Leah Remini?
Now, unfortunately, that's another relationship that has failed.
Is there a pattern here, guys?
I believe so, yes.
Are we starting to think, crowd is starting to get excited.
Really? Are they starting to come out?
Now we're going to get a glimpse of real
building?
NCAA excitement with Jimmy Nance. You're going to hear
him. I'm giving you an NCAA tournament moment.
Wow. The Blue Devils taking the floor, Jim.
No, right now, you're hearing.
You're a national champion. This is the first time they hit the floor on an NCAA tournament court. And it's going to be on your air. Are you guys paying a rights fee for this?
This is free.
47.3 seconds, and they'll be out here.
Wow. That's exciting.
The countdown is on.
I feel like this is a little bit, maybe it's fate. Maybe Duke wins the championship because I'm on with Don and Mike when they hit the floor for the first time.
Wouldn't that be something?
How many coffees have you had?
I'm going to completely overhaul my picks. I'm changing my brackets. I'm picking Duke to win it all.
Wow.
Now he says Duke's going to win it all.
It's not in my mind now.
Oh, wow.
What's going to happen here is the chant for Duke begins. We're going to have the horn go off in 14.7 seconds.
This is awesome.
And then they're going to run out of the floor led by J.J. Redick.
He's Jim Nance.
Charlotte, it's obviously a
type A
following here, like there's a North Carolina
wound tight.
There's the horn. Here comes J.J. Redick. Remo Chione behind him. The Duke Blue Devils, ladies and gentlemen, are in your car with Don and Mike.
Jimmy,
oh,
Jimmy, my God.
What a home run.
There you guys, the Duke just won the championship. Mike, a Braveheim, a fourth national championship to Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils in here first.
Oh, that is awesome.
Jim Nance, my God. You sound like you're on crack. Boy, are you wound up.
Oh, fantastic. Jim.
Jim.
I think he's gone.
Jim's gone. He's gone.
He had a job to do.
Hey, talk about a guy that's coming back on the show.
That was a comeback.
Wow.
And how great is he says, you know, of all that praise, guys, that's nice, but anyone who knows me knows that's not what I want to hear.
I know.
That, you know what? That's a better Jim Nantz than we ever got before.
Oh, yeah. He was wicked good. Wicked wow. Yeah.
There's the sound of the horn. Here they come.
And how about him with the Rich Eisen stuff?
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That was great.
No, I'm not the man.
CBS's own Jim Nantz.
Rich is the man.
Wow.
Rich is the man.
Well, look to hear Jim Nantz back on the Don and Mike Show in the fall.
Yeah, we'll get him back during football season.
Absolutely.
That's good. That money we are wasting on Eisen, we'll give to his charity.
Yeah. Jim three amigos, Don.
Be all wound up.
Three amigos charity.
Of course, my radio buddies.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Do you remember the greatest Jim Nantz ever? This was, I think during the Tuck game, or the next year, it was in Foxborough, where it was snowing and it was going to be like 3 degrees, and he came on the air that day. And
those fans are going to be
guys.
They're going to lose some people.
Guys, the NFL should think about calling this game.
Yes.
It's an 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday night.
It's a terrible thing to do to the fans.
But remember, especially after this appearance he just made, how short he was on confidence when you first had him on.
He is a blast.
He's
that
changed.
Because what he gave us there was really, that's the Jim Nantz you get on the broadcast.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Here they come, the horn sounds. He's the Batman of sportscasters.
He's the Adam West.
He really is. And there they are. There's Miranda.
I never met a girl like this. They are Jim Nantz.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do magazines? Have you been hiding bosom rags from me?
Trying to.
These magazines are from before we were married. Maybe you should throw them away.
But I need them for the articles.
The articles, eh? So, you wouldn't mind if I cut out all the erotic nudes?
Of course not. Why would I want to look at a nude woman I'm not even married to?
Okay, here's your precious articles.
Thanks, Marge. I can't wait to read about sport fishing with Sonny Jurgensen. Oh, what man would want you now?
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
I saw
it in my show.
Hi, Sonny.
Be there or be square.
Hey, Sonny.
It'll be money.
Do you have any SJ9s?
Hey, Sonny. Keep killing me.
Yeah. 98% perfect. All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I lost all my Sonny tapes.
A dumbass amateur.
It's Michael Jackson's
Judge Melville.
Yeah.
As my Mexican friend said.
What does he say, Judge?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
He's not happy, that Judge.
All right, Judge. Listen, Mike.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
I'm trying to.
Where's the bacon on a biscuit? Hey, you got to play that one now.
Be that hungry. We're showing off.
Okay, now you're asking, because we got that on a separate disc. But hold on a second. Your request, here it is.
Put some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Who's the best?
You're the best.
You're the best, Judge.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Right. It's time now for Julia Spiewak.
Ah, yes.
Picks the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, if you're planning on getting involved with this, you want to pay attention. Julia's very accurate.
You want to get your brackets out and start filling them in case you're driving and you can't write all this stuff down. Give us some time to figure out how to get a bracket up on our website. But eventually, you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and you'll be able to click on Julia's bracket.
And you can follow along and see how she does.
She did okay last year. I think she got two out of the final four, right?
Right, and she did really good with the NFL this year.
Yeah,
right.
She had the Falcons going deep into the playoffs.
Sure.
I think her Super Bowl was Atlanta and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All you have to do is give her some bacon on a biscuit and she can she can make the picks.
Right.
It's fantastic.
It really is. Well, you already put that one away.
Okay. I apologize for my language.
God damn it. Gotta have that tape around. Mike likes that one.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Jesus, where is it?
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Yeah. They would just move some stuff around.
I know, if they would arrange the studio in the proper way.
Easier for me to find the tapes.
How does it taste?
Looks like crap.
Let's get together next week and we'll work out a plan for that.
Okay. Mike, we're on vacation next week.
Oh, that's right.
Best time for me.
Here now is the 4-year-old princess of round ball.
She's lovely.
Julia Spiewak.
Ah.
Ready to fill out her bracket. with her NCAA basketball-loving ass father.
That's right, and if you heard earlier on the show when Jim Nance was on, he picks Wake and Duke.
Duke.
Something I do every morning.
Here is Rob and Julia.
All right, Julia, we are recording.
Yep.
What do you have to say to everyone who's listening?
The pick?
Yeah, but don't you want to say hi to them first?
Sure. Hi.
Now, what are we doing today? Do you remember?
Yep, the pick.
Who are you going to pick?
The Redskins.
Oh, you're confused because we're not picking football. We're picking basketball.
Again?
Yeah, do you remember we did it about a year ago?
Yeah, but I had the sniffles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How do you feel now?
Good.
Do you remember who you picked the last time?
The Packers.
That was in football. What about for basketball? Do you remember who you picked?
What?
Was it Gone?
Gonzaga.
That's right. They didn't win, though.
No.
You did very well on your football picks. Do you think you'll do as well on your NCAA bracket picks?
Yeah.
You want to say hi to anybody?
Sure.
Okay, who?
Hi, Don.
Who else do you want to say hi to?
Hi, Mike.
And who else?
Oh, who?
How about Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Julia.
How about Beth Ann?
Hi.
How about John Norman?
Hi.
And how about Joe Ardinger?
Hi.
That's it?
Yep.
Do you have a joke you want to tell us?
Yep.
Okay, you go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange chair.
That's not the punchline I expected. What was that?
It looks like you're a little bit confused.
So should we go ahead and start?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts before we start picking the basketball games?
No.
No.
What strategy will you use?
What's that?
How will you select the games? Do you have a method that you select the games?
What's a method?
She's four, Rob. How do you decide who you want to pick?
Come on, ask Father.
Maybe, what do you think I should do?
Here's how it will work. I'll give you a choice of two teams, and you tell me who you think will win, all right?
Yeah.
And little by little, we'll get to the national champion.
It's funny.
And because of you, millions of listeners will win thousands of dollars.
Yay.
Okay,
yay.
Here we go. Division I men's bracket, Illinois or Fair Dickinson?
Fair Dickinson.
And Texas or Nevada?
Texas.
Alabama or Wisconsin-Milwaukee?
Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
You say that again?
Wisconsin-Milwaukee, I said.
How about Wisconsin-Milwaukee?
Oh. Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Is that right?
That's close enough. Boston College or Penn?
Penn.
LSU or UAB?
UAB.
Arizona or Utah State?
Utah State.
How come?
Well, I don't know.
All right, you're just picking them as you see them, right?
Yeah.
Southern Illinois or St. Mary's, California?
St. Mary, California.
Oklahoma State or Southeast Louisiana? You're fading.
Well,
you're fading. She's been ill.
You need the choice
God
again.
God's sakes, ask Father.
Oklahoma Father. State uh-huh. or Southeast Louisiana?
Louisiana.
She's wearing a little ballerina outfit. Pick the games, monkey.
Come on now, pronounce the school. You're fading. Strong.
Also, I like the way you start with even with your own kids, you like you give a rules. Okay, yeah. It's the NCAA 2005 Men's Basketball Championship.
I am asked, Father, what method will you be using? Which method will you utilize? Without rules, it's chaos.
She's four, Rob.
Louisiana.
Want to try one more time? Say Louisiana.
Okay. Louisiana.
There she goes.
Excellent. Yeah. Good save.
Yeah.
Washington good or save. Montana?
Montana.
He always picks the second.
Pacific or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Not always, though. No, Georgia always. Tech or George Washington?
Georgia Tech.
Ah. Louisville or Louisiana Lafayette?
Louisville.
Julia, that's a good pick.
Yep.
Texas Tech or UCLA?
It's Bobby Knight.
UCLA.
Boo.
Julia, do you know what happens when the smog clears?
What?
UCLA. Why are you laughing?
Because you told me.
I didn't tell you to laugh. It was a joke. I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah.
That's was true. It a good joke?
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. Winthrop or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Yeah. You picked them last year.
Yeah.
West Virginia or Creighton?
Creighton.
Did you ever see them in the mall? Crate and Barrel?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Damn it, ass father. Let the daughter shine. He's using
he can't
this,
do it.
He's using this as a cheap boy to get his own antiquated material out of here.
He doesn't realize this is the one chance he has to shine and show people that he's not a monster. But what I love about him is even though he has the world's cutest, most precocious kid, who has a genuine giggle, little girl laugh, you refuse to let her shine.
What happens when the clouds part? UCLA, when the smog parts, UCLA.
And then he like saying to her, isn't that a good joke?
Yeah.
Like she gets it. Like she gets it.
Yes, Daddy wants some of the spotlight to hit him. Let Daddy have some of that spotlight.
Did you cut out any of her good one-liners? You cut out all of her good material?
Yeah. Of course, of course.
Oh, man.
I didn't want to pull away from her credibility.
Julia and AF. Forest or Chattanooga?
Wait, Forest.
North Carolina or Oakland?
Oakland.
Minnesota or Iowa State?
Iowa State.
Who lives in Iowa?
Papa and Nana.
That's right. Papa and Nana live in Iowa. Villanova or New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Florida or Ohio?
Florida.
Wisconsin or Northern Iowa?
Northern Iowa.
Okay. Kansas or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Charlotte or NC State?
Charlotte.
Connecticut or UCF?
UCF.
Ooh. How do you spell that?
UCF.
That was sort of funny, huh?
There he goes,
Duke. Yeah,
now you're playing with the girl.
Listen, ass father.
Using her.
Father.
UCF. And then
how do you spell that?
How do you spell it? She says UCF. Pretty funny, huh?
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah,
get
Dad.
Get these jokes, damn it.
Yeah, Dad, you're the greatest.
Think, child, think.
Is it not enough that I'm cute and precocious and nothing like you, Dad?
It's not enough to make her think Mike. She has to think like me. Teach her how to think.
I love you, Daddy, dearest.
That's right. You do.
Maybe you don't get this. The boy is the one that you can mold after yourself. The girl you must leave in the pristine condition that she's in.
Try to allow her to live a life of normalcy, please.
I don't know. Her brain seems so much riper.
I know that you think she's smart and the boy is
she's very
strong.
Smart. The boy is strong.
Yes.
Boy's okay. Boy's getting smarter.
That's what Rob says about his kids all the time. Julia is smart and Robert is strong.
Right. But Julia just seems there's more clay there. We'll see.
Jesus, ass father.
He is the real ass father.
She's older and boys
poor boy.
Develop a little more slowly.
Oh, that poor boy when he's stealing cars at 15. Oh, it's like, well, Dad always said I was stupid.
That's why I feel the need to step in.
When we are together. We are both parents, and we need to step in on this.
When we're together, I mean my family and Rob, I always take Robert's side. And I know there will come a time when he grows older. Let's be honest. Like, you're going to be out there playing catch with him?
Yeah.
Come on. You know, it'll be, hey, Robert, you want to have some fun? Let's rearrange my microphone stand. You know, meanwhile,
that's what that boy has to look forward to. There you go. Come on in the back, Robert. We're making a stage.
Or maybe you'll be like my ass father. I know I've told you this. It was the biggest ass. I wanted to go out for the baseball team.
Right.
So I'd save my money, bought a glove. Said to my dad, I need you to help. I don't know. I got to learn how to pitch. Mm-hmm. You got to help me catch. Mm-hmm. He comes home. He said, bought you a present. Big thing he put in the backyard. It's a goddamn net. And what it is it's a thing for kids to play baseball by themselves.
Yes.
This is like back in 1966.
Oh, you mean the thing where it was just like the reverse trampoline where you'd throw it at the target and it would shoot it back?
Right. Yeah.
My dad bought me one, too. What does that say about us? Oh, my God.
But your dad did more stuff with you than mine
did. Yeah, he did. He'd throw it with me a lot. But
you know how many times my dad ever threw a ball at me? I swear to Christ.
How many times?
Never.
Never?
Never.
That sucks.
Not once.
We'll do it, Rob.
Not once.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Throw the ball with the boy.
Yeah, I will.
Don't make him play with your toy soldiers.
I won't. I don't have toy soldiers.
Look at your microphones. I was just thinking about that thing you wanted for your birthday.
Oh, that. Well, that's really not a toy.
That's a collectible.
That's right.
Yeah, it's more of a display piece.
It's an educational item.
It is historic. All right, Robert, you're 8 now. It's time for improv games.
Wow.
Let's play charades. I need some variables from your sister. She's smart.
But, Dad, I really want to just go outside and throw a ball.
Okay, no, we're doing theater.
You can play ball if you make me laugh.
Dish stick.
Oh, God. Alphabetize these Broadway musicals.
Have you been studying my DVDs of the Honeymooners?
You must commit them to memory. Please. Why does that take work?
Julia. Back to Julia. Yes. Back to smart as opposed to strong.
Yeah, very smart.
Here's Julia.
Or Delaware State?
Duke.
You picked Duke to go all the way last year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't remember.
But it's nice to reminisce, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why you use a word like reminisce.
It helps her vocabulary.
I really do. I never do talk down to the kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's yeah, you're supposed to. You
talk to them as adults. Like
yeah. Yep. Okay. I do the same thing with my kids.
They'll figure it out. They'll put it together.
Same way with Carrie.
In time?
In time, she'll talk just like a grown-up.
Oh, God.
Safe home, Rob.
We got a break. We're only halfway through Julia's tape, and we've not given away yet the trip to Tampa Bay, Florida.
What happens when the smog clears?
UCLA.
Now laugh. Laugh, child.
Laugh. Laugh. Now predict the games. Dance, monkey, dance.
I am ass, father.
Daddy, I want to play basketball, Daddy.
No, we are going to be doing voices. It's dialect night. We're working on Eastern European this evening.
Daddy, don't make me watch your show of shows again.
Since Caesar was a genius, sit down. I am ass father.
Daddy, I don't like Green Acres.
It doesn't matter. It's good for you. Ava Gabor was a genius.
Daddy, how come Julia gets to do whatever she wants, but I have to sit down here and watch TV with you, Dad?
She's smart. Now sit with ass father.
Well, a quick break.
Ask the Captain Crunch Chicken.
With the rest of Julia, and here she has to win today's trip to Tampa Bay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
Well, everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
The Don and Mike Show. I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Biggie. Favorite of ass father. And time now.
When the smog clears?
Time to get back to Julia Spiewak. Picks the NCAA brackets, and we'll give away the trip to Tampa Bay.
Very good.
And in case you're not writing all this down, and who would be, because it's impossible to write down our picks, what with Rob trying to get his one-liners in.
Yes, of course, trying to entertain desperately.
We will have all of Julia's brackets up at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We have had some DGs, as I like calling them.
DGs?
And I called them over the weekend in Atlantic City.
Right.
Some degenerate gamblers.
Yes.
Who have already called to say, well, she's picking games that have already started.
Yeah.
She's picking games that have already been played.
Wow.
Hello, DGs. Yeah. She's a 4-year-old kid.
And they did it last night. It was for entertainment, really.
This morning. Any play would happen.
Before any play.
Either way.
Pick up on it and don't worry about it, okay?
She's a 4 o'clock. She's
a 4-year-old.
By the way, she's a 4 o'clock kid, I almost said. Did somebody just...
Yeah, a little post-nasal drip there. Sorry about that.
No, okay. I'm better you than Buzz.
Well, it's the wearing of the green.
From you, I expected. If it was Buzz, I would be concerned about Buzz's health.
Yeah, I know. I'm fine.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
What time are you at your joint this morning?
6 o'clock. I was there at 8:30.
Oh, my. 8:30 this morning.
It's early.
Yeah.
You're funny.
How are you? How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
I'm doing fine. Remember when we did that little skit before where you pretended to be like at the end of the night?
Yeah.
I'm going to move that time up. I thought that you
You're
would hit...
smart man.
I thought you would hit that about 1:30 a.m. I think it's going to be before midnight arrival.
9:30. I'm not going to bet against you.
Let me think Mike will turn the corner from being happy go lucky Mike O'Meara to I'm mad at everybody Mike O'Meara.
No, I couldn't be happier. It's my Super Bowl Sunday. Couldn't be happier. Very, very excited. We're burning daylight. very, very happy.
My tip would be if you go to Mike's joint tonight, it's going to be very crowded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's your tip, Don? Don, I'm kind of defenseless. I don't know. I'm feeling goofy right now. I don't want to talk about my mental state or whether I've had carbohydrates or anything, but I am feeling a little wobbly today.
No, that's all. Just
What's the tip?
Don't complain.
That's good advice, really.
Just don't complain.
I know.
You know, normally the storekeep would come over and try to make it right.
Right.
Something tells me tonight, Mike will be coming at people with an axe.
Not today.
Okay. See, now
I'm fine.
See, now I know.
Burning daylight.
Making you laugh because telling the truth.
But I'll be fine.
Telling the truth.
I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to complain. It's going to be great.
How could they?
No, absolutely impossible. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
So you are up at 6 a.m.
Yes.
And you were at the joint at what time?
About 8:20, 8:30.
Wow. 8:20.
So a standard day.
Yes, a normal day for me. Normally, I don't have the hours that you have. I know you get up early every morning. You get a little earlier.
Yeah.
It's different, and you know, and then inside outside, which was probably the reason I have this little post nasal drip thing.
How many floor shows will we be doing tonight?
One.
Just one show?
One toast
with the Mike O'Meara Orchestra.
8:30. One toast.
You do the
remember the toast I did last year?
I
you were in the
no
back.
Idea.
I was. You were part of it last year.
I raised my glass. I was
to you.
A million miles away.
Yeah,
you were standing up there. You're like a Roman emperor.
Yeah,
you're standing up there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've got this one can of Pepsi. Which guy is Spartacus?
It was a great toast. Would you like to ask Joe to recreate it?
That's nice. That's nice. Very nice,
nice.
Father.
Very nice.
So, I'll be thinking of all of you this evening.
Believe me, I wish I was there.
Actually, I'll be thinking of, you know, as soon as 8:30 is over.
Yeah.
So I can get to my first adult beverage myself and go hide in the corner. That's about it. Yes, should be lots of fun. And then I'm going to tell that Spawn joke.
Oh, it'll kill.
Yeah. That's what I got my opening. Thanks, Rob.
Works better as a closer.
Works better as a closer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Then you can run.
And then I'll say, we're burning daylight.
Okay. Let's get back to Julia Piccadilly.
Absolutely.
Julia. Beautiful 4-year-old young princess.
She's adorable.
She is.
Duke or Delaware State?
Duke or Delaware State? Duke.
You picked Duke to go all the way last year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't remember.
But it's nice to reminisce, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stanford or Mississippi State?
Mississippi State.
Michigan State or Old Dominion?
Old Dominion.
Who went to Old Dominion?
You?
No.
No.
I'll give you a hint. I'm married to her.
Mommy.
Yes, good guess. Syracuse or Vermont?
Vermont.
Utah or UTEP?
UTEP.
They sound alike, don't they?
Yeah. But it's not Utah.
No.
How about Oklahoma or Niagara?
Oklahoma.
Cincinnati or Iowa?
Iowa.
You always pick the Iowa teams, don't you?
Yeah.
Kentucky or Eastern Kentucky?
Why must you critique this child?
Yes, let her do it. Let
when
her flow. Don't
her
break
picks,
the flow.
When she makes her picks.
I was hoping to get some reasoning out of her.
Right.
Reasons!
Like she knows Iowa from Illinois.
Mm-hmm. She might.
She's 4.
Julia, I mean, why must you always pick Iowa?
You know.
Why?
Well, earlier we mentioned that's where Nana and Papa live.
Right.
And I was hoping to get some more on that.
But you thought you'd get your joke about UCLA.
I didn't really.
Okay.
Hoping.
Eastern Kentucky.
Does that sound like a rivalry?
No.
All right, let's go back over to the left bracket, all right?
Yeah.
Fair Dickinson or Texas?
Texas. We said Texas already. It's right.
Is it Fairleigh Dickinson?
Isn't it Fairleigh Dickinson?
No, but you see, we're picking the winners, and...
Was it abbreviated on the bracket?
Yeah.
But as they win...
Hold on, I got to back
sports
it up a little bit.
Sports guy.
I went by what was on CBS Sportsline. If they wrote fair...
Fair Dickinson.
They sound alike, don't they?
Yeah. But it's not Utah.
How about Oklahoma or Niagara?
Oklahoma.
Cincinnati or Iowa?
Iowa.
This is the school's coming up, the Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah.
Kentucky or Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky.
Does that sound like a rivalry?
No.
All right, let's go back over to the left bracket, all right?
Wrong.
Fair Dickinson or Texas?
Texas. We said Texas already. It's right next to that.
I know, but you see, we're picking the winners and...
Yeah.
But as they win, they'll progress.
Yeah.
Do you understand how this works?
No.
Are you having a good time?
Yep.
Good.
Yup. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, or Penn?
Penn.
UAB or Utah State?
Utah State.
St. Mary or Southeast Louisiana?
Southeast Louisiana.
Montana or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Georgia Tech or Louisville?
Montech.
Louisville.
Oh.
UCLA or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Right.
Creighton or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Right again.
Be careful next time.
Oh, because I almost dropped the paper?
Yeah.
I'm careless?
No, but you almost dropped that record, too.
Yes, record is what I'm using to write on.
Yeah.
Oakland or Iowa State?
Iowa State.
New Mexico or Florida?
Florida.
Northern Iowa or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Bucknell. Charlotte or UCF?
UCF.
Do you know what UCF stands for?
What?
I don't either. I think I know what the C and the F stand for, but I don't...
Hey, Dallas.
Hey. Hey, you want me to call social services?
Yeah, well, she's sure.
What? What's going on?
She's
four. God, unbelievable bastard.
She's four.
Shouldn't be exposed to that.
Believe it. Bastard, maybe, but so believable.
I think I know what the C and the F stands for.
Okay.
I don't know what the U stands for.
Well, see it. When you see the pics, tell me.
I'll tell you when you're older. Duke.
Oh, I'd like to be there for that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but next week.
Okay. I want to try your deathbed for that one.
I'm not doing the Easter egg hunt this year. Very nice ass father.
You remember back when we played that bracket game?
Or Mississippi State?
Duke.
Old Dominion or Vermont?
Vermont.
Oh, you might break mommy's heart with that pick.
Sorry.
UTEP or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Iowa or Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky.
I'm surprised you picked that.
Yeah, I picked it when we were working on one of those little ones.
Julia, I'm getting excited because we're moving up to the semifinals.
Yeah.
Texas or Penn?
Penn.
Any reason?
Well, I don't know.
Utah State? Or Southeast Louisiana.
Here we go.
Southeast Louisiana.
Incredible.
She never gets
you want to say
right.
That again?
So cute.
Southeast Louisiana.
There you go. Pittsburgh or Louisville?
Louisville.
Gonzaga or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Really.
Good pick, Julia.
The next time we'll do that.
Next year's going to be a better year for Gonzaga?
Yep.
Iowa State? Or Florida?
Florida.
Oh.
Bucknell or UCF?
UCF.
Duke or Vermont?
Vermont.
Oh, that's upset. What an upset pick.
Big upset.
Yeah.
All right. Oklahoma or Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky. Again.
So your semifinal games will be Penn and Southeast Louisiana
Louisville and Wake Forest. Again, you know,
why are we recapping?
You're just filling her little mind with more stuff.
Yeah. Now to recap. When the smog clears, UCLA.
Is that funny, Julia?
No.
Florida and UCF and Vermont and Eastern Kentucky. Now, Julia, this is big and important, so I need you to focus. Are you focused?
Yeah. I was losing her. I was really losing her at this point, so I was trying to sort of...
Okay. She was trying to be the good-ass father.
I was trying my best to complete the bit.
Okay.
Squeeze that on too tight.
What's that?
Penn or Southeast Louisiana?
Southeast Louisiana?
Say it, but always picks them.
Louisville or Wake Forest?
Louisville.
Oh, upset.
Florida or UCF?
UCF.
Vermont or Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky.
Now, Julia, this is very important because this will determine who goes to play to be the national champion in St. Louis on April 4th. So I need you to focus. Southeast Louisiana.
Hold on. Okay.
All right, now there's
this is the million-dollar question. I need you to focus now. Julia, is that your final answer?
I can't watch the game show host out of the fabric.
This is for the bicycle.
But she was wandering, so I'm doing my best.
For Louisville.
That's the part
Louisville.
That's the part on tape.
How much do you think Louisville will win by?
60.
60 points?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's sort of an upset.
Yeah.
UCF or Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky.
The national championship, St. Louis, April 4th.
Here we go.
Louisville and Eastern Kentucky. Who wins that game, Julia?
Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky, they'll go all the way this year.
There you go.
Will they win big?
Sure. This big.
This big. Right, she's holding her hands about 20 inches apart. They'll win by 20 inches?
Yeah.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
No.
Did you have a good time?
Yes.
Do you have a message to the millions of people who are listening to you right now?
No.
Do you want to sing a song?
No, thanks.
Do you know that? I love
she's
you.
She's exhausted.
Yes. You do.
Do you love me too?
Yes.
All right, give me a kiss. Mwah. Thanks for doing the pics.
You're welcome.
Do you want to do your sign off?
For the Don and Mike Show, I am sports correspondent Julia Spiewak. Signing off. So long, Don and Mike.
Yay.
Spiewak out.
That's
excellent.
Great.
Oh, she's priceless.
Worth the price of admission, Ass
Father.
Not
a single edit.
That is just wonderful. That is so wonderful. That poor, poor thing.
Well, she stopped crying shortly thereafter. She's fine. She's fine.
That's no edits at all. You don't hear the part where it's,
sit down!
UCLA.
Yeah, that's my joke. You, I cued you to laugh.
Thank you, Rob, and especially thank you, Julia.
Yeah, I guarantee that those are the picks. Those are going
to
be perfect.
Save those for her when she gets older. She's up to listen to them.
And her pick for the national champion was it Eastern Kentucky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they were getting killed by regular Kentucky when I was coming into work today.
I think that might have been very likely.
Well, that'd be kind of an unfortunate circumstance. That's however you want.
Joe says that there's an asshat on the phone. Hello, asshat.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
What's up?
Yeah, 99.9% of her picks were just the number two team.
And it is the 99.9%. You have that percentage figured out?
This would be the degenerate gambler that I was talking about that's calling it. Dude,
just an observation.
Hey, yeah. Dude, here's an
father.
Here's an observation. You're a jerk face. Or just hang up.
Danny hangs up. Well, something we did for fun.
Yeah, I'll have to speak to that four-year-old.
Yeah, hey, listen, you know what she was doing? You know, you'd just like to see a bolt of lightning come down out of the sky, just really right into his...
That was just an example.
But I'm with you.
Right into his Jen Air stove.
Yeah. Out of the many, many calls that we've received from all the degenerate gamblers out there.
She'll do better next year, I promise.
She'll be fine. Now, it's clear the lines, and I think for our next segment, we've got like 10 minutes of contest playtime.
Very good.
So here's what we're going to do. Open the lines at 877-365-3636. The game is called 4 out of 5 wins.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Here's how we play. Now, not to turn this into the Jack Diamond Show or Queen for a Day.
Okay.
But we have a trip to Tampa. From DeltaVacations.com, FLA all the way. You get airfare for two on Delta. You get the Avis rental car. You get the beautiful hotel. You get Tampa Bay, Florida.
Very nice.
Best reason to win. And here are the rules. There are going to be five people in the room. Me, Don. Him, Mike. Him, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Him, Rob.
Right.
And, of course, Beth Ann.
Right.
Four out of five of us must agree that you deserve to win the trip.
Okay.
Okay? So I don't care what the sob story is. I mean, if you want to call with your cancer stories or whatever, good luck. Mm-hmm. But four out of five of us must agree that you deserve the trip.
I got news for you. If you call with the sick stories,
no,
you're gonna lose two of us.
Yeah, but see, you're right. That's the magic of four out of five, because you're guaranteed a yes with Beth Ann. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Also, we're going to fly through these calls.
Right.
Rapid fire. I mean, you're going to have your story ready.
Together.
And we will immediately make our judgment and know this has nothing to do with...
Wayne, the percentages.
Now, Rob, the
Hi
game,
there.
The game is 4 and 5.
I like
one
him.
1 and 4.
Hi, buddy.
It's your buddy.
He's my friend.
So, call us now at 877-365-3636. You get four out... You convince four out of five of us... Uh-huh. And you're a big fat winner.
I'm just sitting here stoically right now.
Yeah. Mike, here's what I'm thinking. You have on this spectrum, you have Beth Ann on the good side.
Yeah.
Then as we get just a little meaner and a little less maybe looking out for people, it's Buzz, but still he's way on the good side.
Right.
Then I've got you.
Yeah.
You're like right in the middle.
I'm a fence sitter.
Mm-hmm. Then just to your left, as it starts to teeter towards the, no matter what they say, they're not going to win.
Right.
There would be me.
Right. Ahead of them. You got that order perfect.
But then on the other end of the teeter totter.
Yeah.
Always making it go way down.
Yeah.
It's Mr. He'll never win with
them. Right. Mr.
Right.
Hates to let them win.
All
or nothing.
However, in the 10 minutes that we take the calls, you do have to eventually. Well, no, you know, Rob.
No, conceivably, he never has to pick anybody.
You don't, Rob. That's it. You don't have to pick anybody.
But this is what's so fun is because you never know what will tickle
something
my fancy.
Something might motivate Rob.
You never
that's
know.
That's right. You never know. What if it's a call fueled by hate?
Oh God.
That's great.
Very helpful.
That would only get one.
But right then at least three other people would vote against.
Yes.
It's a crazy dance.
It is.
Exactly. Right there with you.
Three of
I'm with you.
Good.
Okay?
Right.
You know what we are, Rob?
Solidarity?
We're the red states. Or are we the blue states?
Yeah. We're the sort of off-white, I think.
Okay, so call now.
You're the brown state.
Anyway, you got to get...
Again?
Hey, you're the brown state. Are you doing... unless... Was that scatological or Nazi?
Nazi.
Oh, okay.
Well, then he's the brown state. I mean, I'm a bad guy. I'm not as bad as him.
Wait, so I offended you by that, huh?
Not really.
I knew you were faking.
Not really. Okay, be right back. We'll play 4 out of 5.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sir, the greatest man in show business.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you. You racist bastard. You and your ass. You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to take phone calls for a couple of minutes. 877-365-3636.
There you go.
All you Joe fans out there.
Joe.
Don't be upset, Joe's not included. Joe will be featured tomorrow on the show with his Joe Mo's. We're sending him out tonight to talk to people for St. Patrick's Day.
And if you need a dose of Joe, go to his website and get that great song.
Yeah, download it.
It's free.
Free.
Send it to the troops in Baghdad.
That's right.
So again, let's go on and see right there. That's why Beth Ann is at her end of the scale.
Aww.
I said send it to the troops in Baghdad. He went, aw. So it goes like this. Beth Ann, Buzz, Mike, me, Rob.
Right. That's right.
Make it through the five of us.
You know what I feel like?
Not
a linchpin.
Mm-hmm. 4 of 5 wins the trip to Tampa Bay, DeltaVacations.com, FLA all the way.
Man, what a great time of year to go down there.
Yeah. So, having said, I did it again, Frida. Having said all that, let's start taking calls.
That's totally subjective.
Here we go.
Totally.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Why? What's the reason? Why do you deserve the trip?
I deserve the trip because, first of all, I love your show. I look like Bridget Fonda. We can't afford a vacation. I would love to be able to do something really awesomely special for my husband.
I'm ready to
vote. Come on, you got to.
Incidentally, how are we going to determine when we is there an allotted time? I think everybody should have 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
All right.
And she took her 15.
I think so.
I don't know.
There was one more thing I wanted to say.
Will we vote after we've heard everybody, or do we vote after each one?
After each one. Okay. I vote no.
All right.
I vote no.
I vote
Can
no.
Can I say one more thing?
No.
Oh.
Bethann, you vote no? Way to go.
No.
No.
Buzz?
No.
Not even close.
Wow. Hello,
what's going to be the voting order?
Oh, should we do an order? Or should
we should do it in order of most likely to say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. Bethann, Buzz, okay, me, you, Rob.
Okay, that's the order. Mm-hmm. You got it. Hello, Susan. You got 15 seconds. Go.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I would love to take my boyfriend to this trip. We went a few years ago. I got ill, went in the hospital. We didn't get to go to Disney or anything else. Plus, I mean, our relationship's on the rocks, but our fringe benefits are wonderful, and this would really put a spot on our relationship.
No,
Bethann.
No, I think they should stay home and work on the relationship.
Buzz.
I'm going to vote no. You know, I think I'm going to, no, this time I'm going to vote no.
Well, then technically you've lost. You've ruined the game for Rob and I.
I'm sorry. I was going to vote yes. I was counting on Bethann and Buzz being a little nicer.
Got to hear a better story.
A little nicer.
A little longer.
But I hope they break up.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
15 seconds.
Yeah.
Go.
1984.
What?
In 1984, I received a blood transfusion and got the AIDS virus. My wife left me. I'm living in a housing project, and I'd like to send my daughter to Florida.
Dude, I don't believe you.
I swear to God, I could prove it.
You interrupted his 15. It's not. This isn't the grab detector game. You got to let him do it, right?
Excuse me.
Does it have to be true?
Hear his story.
Okay. Do you have enough energy to tell it again?
Listen, you get to hate at the end.
Okay, 15 seconds, go.
Go ahead, sir. Start again.
Tell us again. I won't interrupt.
Start again, my friend.
1984, I received a blood transfusion. Got the AIDS virus, hepatitis C virus. My wife left me. I live in a housing project, and I'd like to send my daughter for spring break to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Okay, Bethann.
Yes.
Buzz.
I'm voting yes.
Michael.
No.
Oh.
Wait. Now, hold on a second. It's 4 out of 5. So
like
you and Rob had voted
I'm
yes.
Gonna vote yes.
Well, you know, you keep them.
Rob might.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Rob.
You got to pull a little secret.
I vote no.
How old is your daughter?
21. She just turned March 2nd.
Oh, she got enough money to go on her own. No.
Hello.
Interesting game.
Don Weiss show. 4 out of 5. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Don. This is Doug Christie's landlord, and I would really use this trip so
on,
I can
please.
Take...
Please, please. No comedy now.
1,000 times yes.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
Philip.
Phil, you got 15 seconds. Go.
I'm 25. Last 2 years, I've lost both my parents. And last week, I lost my favorite dog, 13 years old. That's it.
And go B.A.
Yes.
Buzz.
No.
Michael.
I don't believe him, no.
Yes.
No.
Did we get 2 out of 5?
I don't know. I just screwed up my vote.
Sympathy for that's good. And you should throw those in once in a while.
Yes.
I did that just
the whole idea is not to be predictable.
Sympathy not the way to go.
Just to play with him. Because I think he just threw the dog thing in because of the Rudy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that could be.
Or maybe that's just because I think everything revolves around me. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings. 15 seconds. Go.
Is this Mike?
Go.
I'm Irish. I love Bart Starr. I love porn. And I picked Eastern Kentucky to win.
You got 4 seconds. Bethann.
I'm a good lucky guy.
Bethann.
No.
Buzz.
No.
Michael.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's Irish.
Oh, okay.
St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Yes.
Done.
Yes. I say yes. I like his tack. I like his attack.
He only had 3 out of 5.
What a shame. The nice people letting know.
But this is how people figure out how to play.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Mark, 15 seconds. Go.
Okay, first of all, I'm a huge Red Sox fan. I want to go down to see Tampa to see yell at the Yankees' Jason Giambi about the drugs. I also want to go to take a boat to Cuba. Want to do the reversal, and I'm also Irish-Italian.
And Beth Ann McBride.
No.
Buzz.
No.
Mike.
Yes. Take a boat to Cuba.
Don.
Yes.
Do you spell Mark with a C or a K?
With a C.
Oh, then no.
Yeah. Shocker. Always say K, sir.
Hello. Don and Mike. Oh, and you know what? Now we've got to cut the story to 10 seconds.
Oh, getting down to the wire.
Wow. The bonus
Hello.
Round.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Greg. 10 seconds. Go.
Hey, okay. Well, look, I want to take my girlfriend on this trip. She's a nurse at Georgetown Hospital. She works really hard, and we just lost her brother, who just graduated from med school last June from New Jersey.
Okay, shut up. Time. 10 seconds up, Beth Ann.
Yes.
Buzz.
No.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
No.
Oh, Rob.
Look at his
joy. Look at his joy.
Look at his joy.
Wow.
That joy is contagious.
Good game. I caught a heaping helping of it.
Of that of his joy. Look at his face. Face opened up like a pumpkin.
Wow. Great. Hello, Don and Mike show. 4 out of 5. You got 10 seconds. Go.
Hi.
Hi, go.
Go.
All right. I'm gay. I'm French Canadian. My bank account's at -$800. I owe to my 2 credit cards. I can't pay for anything. I need this trip to get away.
Beth Ann.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes.
Michael. Ah, yes. No.
Yes.
Oh! Rob picked the gay guy. No, because this is no one.
You picked a guy from Canada.
That's right.
That's right.
Wild card. I don't think he really is from Canada. I think he was playing reverse thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
I was positive.
No,
I
liked his attack.
I'm positive. Oh.
Buzz, did you say no?
No, I said yes.
No, this guy's the winner.
That man said yes. I said yes.
I knew Rob
said
yes.
No,
God.
4 out of 5. Oh.
Sweet.
Are you really from Canada?
Yes, I am.
Well,
way to go, Spiwak.
Living in Toronto.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, well.
Thanks for letting a non-American win the game.
Hey, at least we're getting him into America. We'll keep an eye on him.
Is your heart of gold?
Oh, man. I really hated my decision.
What is...
I have to say that, sir. No offense.
What is your name, my friend?
Francis.
Francis.
With a C.
You're right. It was a mistake.
And I agree.
Did he say he's gay?
Yes, he did.
Of course.
Are you taking your lover?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one. Who are you taking?
I don't know yet.
So you might not be gay, just ugly.
thanks, man.
Hey, be nice to me.
Rob kicked you into the competition. You won because of Rob.
He voted for you. I would have kicked your Canadian ass out.
You won because of Rob and me and Gail and Bill.
Listen, my friend, congratulations. You won airfare for 2. I didn't think it would be that easy, you bastard. You know what you are? You're a wild card, Rob.
A lot of surprises.
You are. You, my friend, Francis. You won airfare for 2 on Delta to Tampa, Florida. Your Delta vacation package includes the Avis rental car for 3 days and 3 nights, hotel accommodations at the Tradewinds Island Resorts. Tradewinds Island Resorts, located on the white sands of St. Pete Beach. That allows you to just let go.
Well,
that's what it says. Just let go.
Let go.
Just cut loose.
Poor choice of words.
This entire Delta vacations package is courtesy of deltavacations.com/Florida. Thank Delta Vacations for all your travel needs.
Hey, are you going to take your mother?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. You going to find a date?
I will.
All right.
With a trip to Tampa, I can find anyone.
Yeah, I'll bet.
All right, dude. Listen, what can I say? I didn't vote for you.
He wants you to know that.
Have a good time.
All right.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope your plane is safe.
Now.
Well, Mike, he's from Canada.
Of course he is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Today it's Rob.
He made it up.
This is the thing. You know, this is why I lose when I gamble. I'm not good at like you, Mike, when I go to Atlanta City. What are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a fag and he's a Canadian.
Yep.
What are the odds Spiewak says, yeah, he's in?
The magic of live radio.
The magic of the game. 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
What is your lead story today?
Today, yeah. The plot to kidnap David Letterman's son.
This is a true story.
Where's Baby Dave?
Also, the
it turns out it was not who you thought it was, or we said earlier.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Oprah took her.
We'll be right back. Right, the professional.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I forgot the stay tuned thing, so stay tuned.
Naked sex and entertainment value.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Dude Walker.
Yeah.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Go there right now. You can click on Julia Spiewak's NCAA bracket. Thanks to CBSSportsLine.com. We've got all the brackets there and
fantastic.
And according to Julia,
yeah,
again,
Eastern Kentucky.
This is going to be an interesting one.
Your national champion this year is Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky.
Anyway, it's up on our website. Check it out. Time for Buzz News and Comments. Buzz brought to us by Viramax.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor clinically tested. Viramax, number one because it works. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A man was arrested this week for allegedly plotting to kidnap David Letterman's young son and the boy's nanny from Letterman's ranch in Montana.
The nanny.
43-year-old Kelly Frank, who was doing some painting at the ranch, was on probation for another crime. He now faces a felony charge of trying to get someone to help him carry out his plan.
Oh, why are you trying to force us into the car?
Hi, friend.
Hi, boss.
You're the nanny?
All right, are you kidding me? He's trying to kidnap us.
The boy, who's 16 months old now, was born...
Oh, you just think you're so smart, don't you?
Boy 16 months now. Was born to Letterman's girlfriend, Regina Lasco. This marks the second time Letterman's been a target.
That's Regina.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Thank you, Fran.
The first was stalker Margaret Ray, or as she preferred to be called, Mrs. David Letterman. After breaking into Letterman's home 7 times...
Telephone.
What?
Maybe we ought to get that.
Phone.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, buddy. It's your old pal, Dave.
Hey. Come on.
I wonder if you would take a request.
Hey, you hung up on Dave.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. He's having a rough week.
I know he is.
First, Leno gets all the press. Now this.
Yeah.
After breaking into Letterman's home 7 times, Margaret Ray served 10 months in prison, 14 months in a mental hospital. After that, she committed suicide by kneeling in front of a moving train.
So, seriously, this is sick. Buzz was telling me earlier today that the first story you heard was that it was...
That's what I heard initially.
Trying to get Letterman's kid and his wife.
His girlfriend, yeah.
You know, that's too creepy,
that's
man.
Scary. Oh, wait, the guy wanted I forgot to mention this. He wanted $5 million ransom. That was part of the plan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary.
Okay. Yeah. Michael Jackson's accuser, meanwhile, says he looked at porn with Michael in Michael's bedroom. So, yesterday, the jury got to see some of the porn, just not necessarily the same porn the boy says he saw. The boy was not able to identify any particular magazine or video. Some of the porn was released even after the boy's family, released by his producers, even after the boy's family had already moved away from Neverland.
He couldn't identify the bosom rags.
So these magazines and videos served the jury more as examples than as evidence. Most of it was straight porn, but there was at least one magazine featuring men and one about dressing up children.
Oh, boy.
The most impressive evidence was where the porn was found.
Where?
Not one, but 2 briefcases in the bedroom, in a locker at the foot of the bed, in a nightstand, in a computer case next to the bathroom sink.
Yes.
In the bathroom closet.
And
on the edge of the jacuzzi bathtub.
The problem is what?
On top of the TV. And some more in a plastic bag. That was just in the bedroom area.
Wow. And that's where I keep mine as well. What's so odd about keeping your
Chris Rock comes to mind.
At 8,000 different locations.
You know, every guy's got to have his secret stash.
That's right.
Batman. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by.
Wow, how much does it take? At one point in yesterday's...
Put some in my hand.
One point in yesterday's... yesterday's proceedings, Michael, dressed in electric blue, lent a detective his reading glasses so the detective could read the release date on one of Michael's videos. Now, when you're a kid-loving former pop star, what do you do after, say, 9/11?
Well, first, you take a bus out of New York City, which is what Michael did that day.
9-11, those are his perfect ages.
Then, then you try to...
Give me a 9, give me 11.
I'd like 9 and 11, please.
But not, he, and also 7-11.
7-11.
Those are good numbers
Thank
for him.
Thank you.
After
Bye.
Taking a bus out of New York, and then you try to hire a contractor to build a bunker at your kid-friendly ranch.
Because you know Michael Jackson, when he goes to Las Vegas, he always sticks on 16.
You tell the contractor, that seems high. You tell the contractor you want the bunker to be kid-friendly, complete with all the games and all the toys. Contractor Tony Urquidez, I guess. I'm having difficulty with this Latin name. Urquidez, I believe it is. Says he turned down what Michael supposedly referred to as Project X, a bomb shelter. Tony says he doesn't build those anymore anyway, mostly just wine cellars these days. So Project X is at a standstill, nothing more than a hole in the ground framed with concrete at the ranch.
Project X.
Tony says Jackson's plans were modest and simple, so long as all the games were there, and hospital air, lots of hospital air.
Where are my pajama bottoms?
So why's this contractor ratting out Michael on this?
Because why?
He says Jacko still owes him 30 grand from previous work at Neverland.
He'll never see it.
Which surprises Tony, because he says he remembers one time Michael paid him in full. In cash.
You know where the money went?
The whole 400 grand.
Bye.
Yeah.
The money went bye-bye.
Yes, it did.
Here's Jack's favorite equation. How many times will 12 go into 47?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Or the other way around. One more note about Jay Leno.
All right, well, yeah.
About Jay, who, as we mentioned yesterday, will
it's Jay Leno, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
How's it going today, Jay? You getting ready to testify?
Oh, I got my big, long face.
Are you worried about testifying, Jay?
I'm terrified, Mike.
Really? I didn't know you were terrified.
No. I'm terrified.
Why?
Why? Because I'm a schmuck. I'm a schmuck.
You're worried if you testify, you look more like a schmuck?
I wanted to kidnap Letterman's kid.
Oh, it was you.
I can't have kids.
Oh, surprise.
You didn't leave it. Okay, Harry Letterman. Yeah.
You wanted Jay. You wanted Letterman's baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Make it be my little Jay.
Like, little, mini Jay?
Mini me. Have to dye his hair, though.
That's scary, Jay.
Yeah.
As we mentioned yesterday, Leno will be a key witness in Jacko's defense. Leno says he was approached by the accuser and the boy's mother for what Jay believed was a financial shakedown. But Leno is a hostile witness for the defense because he believes Jackson did molest boys even after the accuser's family had moved on to Michael. Quoting Jay, even though I think Michael Jackson is guilty, I still went, oh boy, they finally found a mark.
Oh boy.
So testifying sort of for and against Michael at the same time.
What do you think, Kevin?
Jay, you're kind of fence-sitting there, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's why you do mine. Yeah. Bright colors. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, you bank. Yeah.
Jay Leno, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin's always high.
Yeah. Kevin, you bank.
Yeah, it's a joke.
You're band leader.
It's a joke. Hey, pass me your jokes. Pass me your jokes. Yeah.
Okay, Jay.
Hey, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
Hey, hi.
It's Jay.
I hate Conan.
You hate everybody. Speaking of porn and California,
well,
as we were,
Rob.
Lawmakers...
He makes sense. He's the only guy in the show who makes sense.
Rob, beware. Oh, hey, you're branching out.
Wow.
Lawmakers in California have just shot down a law that would have banned X-rated DVDs from being visible outside a vehicle. One assemblyman says he's gotten a lot of complaints from parents pulling up to a stoplight only their kids could see caught from behind in the SUV next to theirs. But the Public Safety Committee in California didn't even let the bill get to the floor for a vote. The committee sees video viewing drivers as a safety problem,
yes,
but doesn't distinguish between, say, Bambi and Kobe Tai. The safety committee usually hears from safety experts and not the Traditional Values Coalition or the California Family Alliance.
Kobe Tai!
Which are the groups the assemblyman relied on for support for his bill.
Hi, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say I really, really do hate you. Being racist bastard, you and your ass, you can go to hell and die. Wow. You and your whole family.
Because of all the talk from the president and Condoleezza Rice about diplomacy at the start of Bush's second term, Europeans got the idea that maybe this second term would be kinder and gentler. They're not feeling so much that way today, and that's our story when we come back.
Mm-hmm. He had another news show today. Was he on TV again today, the Bush show? Did I see him again today?
I saw so much baseball today.
Doing like an impromptu thing or something?
Last president, last comic standing.
What's all this with Condoleezza Rice, like being turned into a sex bot?
Well, that guy down in Venezuela, you know, is making sex comments.
I mean, listen, okay, so she wore like a Matrix-type outfit.
Mm.
I'm all for that, but... Take a look at those teeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to do about those
she
teeth?
She reminds me of that girl, Oi.
Oh, God. Sora Oi. Sora Oi?
Yeah, that's her name. Hi.
I bet there's similarities.
Oh. And be oh, down there, you think?
You bet.
I bet Condi Rice would fool you.
Yeah. You know, I'm feeling so restricted with the new guy named at the FCC. Mm-hmm. So many things I could say. Most of them involving rice cakes.
Well, you know what? She is a big part of the Bush administration.
Gotcha.
That's good. Buzz, I think you were safe there.
What do you think, Buzz?
I think she's lovely. And I like the teeth.
Okay, what about down there, Buzz?
Well, I think. Yeah, a big part of the Bush administration.
Okay, we'll be right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know. I know you don't.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
That's for Joe. He'll be out tonight doing his Man on the Street thing. Joe.
Patrick thing.
Mike's dancing now, like a retard.
Everybody. I disagree.
Hi, everybody. Happy St. Patty's Day.
He's ready.
You don't think that looks like a retard?
I think it looks kind of smooth.
I'm talking to Mike. I'm talking to Buzz, not to you, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a little excited.
Keep dancing, Mike.
Give me a little more.
I'll turn it up. Here you go. Okay, all right.
Do a little.
I just want to say something here.
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
You'll keep dancing? Would you just keep dancing for a second?
Yeah.
Shake it.
Fart. We can't play the sound effect anymore.
Oh, I see.
I understand.
I understand, Bruce. No, that was a request.
Mike was doing this dance.
I love the R.
Miranda. It was kind of like Chubby Checker and the Twist with a little John Travolta from Pulp Fiction and also the very famous dance, the Mike O'Mara.
The Mike O'Mara with the fingers pointing.
The pointing. The Walk of Life song.
There you go.
And now, once again, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So, expecting a kinder, gentler second term, Europeans were a little stunned when the president nominated Paul Wolfowitz to be the next head of the World Bank, in which Europeans have a 30% interest. Wolfowitz is the deputy defense secretary who was gung-ho about us invading Iraq. As the name implies, he believes force is the best way to bring democracy to the Arab world.
All right.
And Europe's afraid he'll use the World Bank for the president's diplomacy agenda, which, to the rest of the world these days, means a military invasion.
Hello, Wolfowitz.
Do they have free checking?
No.
At the World Bank?
No, there's a substantial charge.
How many ATMs do they have?
I don't know.
The World Bank,
right next to In-N-Out Burger. In sports, it appears the NFL is about to ban blindsided tackles on unsuspecting players.
Yeah, good luck on this one.
The league's competition committee's meeting in Hawaii this week, good gig, examining Warren Sapp's block of Packer tackle Chad Clifton on a punt return 2 years ago, and they're expected to recommend to the league that that be outlawed and penalized. Bottom line, if you're going to blindside a guy, warn him first.
Hey, I'm coming.
The committee's also looking at the horse collar tackle recently used by the Cowboys safety Roy Williams to break the leg of Eagles receiver Terrell Owen.
Guys do that all the time, though. And everybody's bitching about the chop blocking with the Denver Broncos.
Right.
And what's that old thing that, from when I was a kid with the Packers? A very famous game, one of the first games I ever remember the Packers playing. I had to be 5 years old. My Uncle Jack was crying because they were playing the Lions and they were getting killed.
Yeah.
And after the game, I remember he read me in the newspaper that Forrest Gregg said that they had a new play that day.
Uh-huh.
It was called the lookout play, meaning as soon as the ball was hiked, he would scream, "Look out!" for Bart Starr.
I like
because
that.
They could not stop because they were trying the Lions that day.
Six current and former Major League Baseball stars are testifying to Congress about steroids. Retired slugger Jose Canseco told the House committee he cannot be totally candid without being granted immunity. His former teammate Mark McGwire fought back tears as he read his statement. He said his lawyers have advised him not to answer specific questions about steroids. But one of the things the lawmakers have learned in all this is that baseball's advertised policy, what they've said publicly about their drug policy, not actually what they're doing in the locker room.
No, you know, if a guy gets caught the first time, it's $10,000
right.
And or a 10-day fine,
right.
Which is or a 10-day get out of here, don't play
suspension.
For 10 days. Yes, suspension.
Yeah, right.
No, we talked about it earlier. Goddamn, we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Mark McGwire really has disappointed me. I think if he just stood up there and said, "Hey, listen, I did it." You know, it's not a secret.
I did it. Everybody did it. You know, it happened in the past. It's not going to happen again.
Right.
Today he said, let's not talk about the past.
Okay, McGwire.
Yeah. Finally, we've already documented that crooks are stupid, but they just keep giving. In the Carolinas, three guys in their 20s who'd already lifted thousands of dollars worth of goods in an earlier robbery were just leaving the scene of another robbery. That's when they discovered they had locked themselves out of their getaway car.
Uh-huh.
A neighbor saw some guys apparently trying to break into a car, so he called police. After a brief chase and a shootout, the cops and their dogs moved in. Stupid, I tell you.
No.
No.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
No!
We gotta go. Have a great St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Ron and Fez are coming up next on U Pop, Channel 29 on XM. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Say hi to your patrons for me.
I will. Everybody, come on out to O'Mara's.
And you.
I'd like to take a moment to say happy St. Patrick's Day to George Papard.
Banachek.
What?
Good night, Mike.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.